High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
It's week zero. For many teams throughout the state, it's opening night. Tonight marks the beginning for these young men as the ultimate goal of playing in Memorial Stadium seems so far away. We open up the season at Patriot Field as the Adams Central Patriots begin their 2011 season hosting the Sydney Red Raiders. The Patriots were 6-4 last season and qualified for the state playoffs for the ninth time in 10 years. Only three players with starting experience remain for Adams Central. Sydney is coming off a winless season, with one of those losses being 48-0 to Adams Central in the season opener last year. Will the Red Raiders seek redemption, or will the Patriots find continued success in Class B play? We'll find out as we head to Patriot Field with the call on tonight's game, Blaine Bulis.
And good evening once again, everyone, and welcome to Patriots Field for high school football, the 2011 season opener for the Adams Central Patriots, the Sydney Red Raiders here at Patriots Field on what has turned out to be a clear, sunny evening here in Hastings. The rain has passed and in humidity is with us. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful night for football to start the season. And everybody ready for this first game of the season for these Class B schools, Adams Central and Sydney. Of course, the Patriots coming off a 6-4 season, their ninth trip to the playoffs in the last 10 years. During the 2010 season, the Sydney Red Raiders 0-10 last year, but they are filled with about a dozen seniors on this roster, and they hope to get back to winning ways this 2011 football season. Adams Central's Bill Carlin coming in here with his 21st year, 21 years coaching at Adams Central, 164 wins, 50 losses, and Todd Eckert is the first-year coach for the Sydney Red Raiders, an assistant at Beatrice, as we learned in the pregame show. So it's Adams Central and Sydney, the Patriots, with a couple, three guys who played quite a bit last year. Of course, Kyle Cutifer, Jake Fowler, Kevin Holen, they're the names you've been hearing about, the seniors, and they were the ones with the most starting experience for Adams Central. They'll be back to try to lead the way to get this younger unit of Patriots off to a good start here this evening. Again, about a dozen seniors on the roster for the Sydney Red Raiders as they struggled through that winless season last year. One of those seniors is last year's starting quarterback, Tyler Schoening, but he is gone from the team for a couple, three games due to a shoulder injury. So Paxton Ayler, a 145-pound sophomore, is going to be starting. And Paul Beyer, a 160-pound junior, will also see some action at quarterback. So the quarterback situation, injury to Tyler Schoening for the Red Raiders and two Patriots as they have had Kyle Goldenstein and Creighton Reed, the senior Goldenstein, the junior Reed, battling for that quarterback position all season long. They're both probably going to play quite a bit tonight as the two-time year quarterback, Matt Overmiller, has gone on to Hastings College, set quite a few records playing quarterback, but it's a new year for the Patriots in that position, the leadership position on the offense, and the running backs will be fine with Jake Fowler and Kyle Cutterford there behind Goldenstein or Reed. Adams Central and Sydney tonight. The Patriots will go with a wide receiver, Zane Norton, 180-pound senior. Blake Overmiller, 160-pound junior. Ryan Bruna, 165-pound senior. Up front, Kevin Holden, a 255-pound senior at one tackle. Nate Heinrichs, a 225-pound junior at the other tackle. Austin Bonner, a 205-pound senior at one guard. Derek Nissen, 200-pound senior at the other guard. The center, Zach Bramble, 240-pound senior, and Coach Carlin is also going to have the sophomore Lathan Smith, 195-pounder, in there, an offensive guard also for the Patriots. Again, Bruna Norton and Overmiller, wide receivers, are alternate there. Quarterbacks will be Kyle Goldenstein and Creighton Reed. Kyle Cutterford will be the fullback. Jake Fowler, the running back for the Adams Central Patriots as they get ready for this 2011 season. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups for the Sydney Red Raiders and the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
High school football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 KICS Hastings. We now return to Patriot Field with Blaine Bulis.
About ready to kick this thing off between Adams Central and Sydney, the season opener for these two schools here tonight at Patriot Field in Hastings for the Sydney Red Raiders. They'll start at quarterback, the sophomore Paxton Ayler. He's a 145-pounder, and we expect to see Paul Beyer, the 160-pound junior also. The running backs are two seniors, Justin Sage, 190-pounder, and Andrew Jacobson, 175-pound senior. Chris Lambrecht's a senior at a wide receiver. Junior Drew Estrada will play wide receiver. Marcus Haugie, 180-pound senior, and Brian Dagg, 145-pound junior. Also, four wide receivers listed for the Red Raiders. Nick Mars, a 245-pound senior at one tackle. Zach Dickman, a 200-pound junior at one tackle. Tanner Windholz is an offensive guard, a 215-pound junior, and Brendan Roach, a 210-pound senior. The center is Jack McAravey, a 225-pound senior for the Red Raiders. Again, they were 0-9 last year. Adams Central was 6-4, made the playoffs for the ninth time in 10 years, and Adams Central is going to get the football to start this game as they go basically from east to west, almost into that setting sun in the west here at Patriot Field, the way this field is situated. And to kick off, it's going to be Alex Lund for Sydney. And going back to receive this opening kickoff for Adams Central is going to be Ryan Bruna and Jake Fowler. We're going to see Bruna and Fowler all season long returning punts and kickoffs for the Patriots. And they are back deep as Adams Central goes from right to left here, east to west in this first quarter of play. Lund will kick it off for Sydney as the high school football season underway here at Patriot Field. The kick will be taken by Bruna at about the 19-yard line to the 20, 25 to the 30, to about the 32, 33-yard line. Ryan Bruna returns that kickoff out to about the 33-yard line, and Adams Central will start right there. First down and 10 yards to go, and they will spot the football at the Adams Central 33-yard line. First play from scrimmage of the season coming up and starting at quarterback. First series, at least, is going to be the 180-pound senior, Kyle Goldenstein. Kyle threw one pass last year. He was the kicker most of the time on extra points and field goal attempts for the Patriots, but played sparingly at quarterback, threw one pass last season. It was incomplete, and the Patriots are going to come out with three guys. The Maryland eye looks like Bruna, Cutterford, and Fowler are going to be behind the quarterback, everybody in tight. So Adam Sutter from the 33 in the Maryland eye. Three behind Goldenstein, hands the ball to the third man, Fowler, the tailback past the 35, out to about the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Pretty good pickup on the first play from scrimmage. Jake Fowler, the tailback, 406 yards rushing last year, 233 yards catching the pass, average 31 yards on kickoff returns by Jake Fowler as he played quite a bit last year in his first carry. He picked up four, second and six, Adams Central at their own 37-yard line. Wide to the left for the Patriots is Jake Fowler this time. Again from the shotgun, Goldenstein. As there's a whistle, this play is going to be blown dead as it looks like one of the Raiders crossed that line of scrimmage, but we'll see if he was coaxed to jump offside by an offensive lineman. And we'll see as our first flags of the season down. The first penalty of this football season. Adams Central and the Red Raiders, and it's going to be a defensive penalty of 5 yards on the Sydney Red Raiders, and that's going to move the football down to the 42-yard line, and it's going to be second down and about a yard to go after the 5-yard penalty on the Red Raiders. Second and a yard for Adams Central. They'll come out now in the Maryland eye this time with three behind the quarterback Goldenstein. Hands the ball off to Cutterford, the fullback. He kind of bumped into Goldenstein on that handoff, but Kyle powers his way to a first down out to about the 44, 45-yard line. We'll call it the 44-yard line, a first down and 10 yards to go. A 2-yard pickup, but enough for a first down by Kyle Cutterford, the fullback. Cutterford was injured part of last season, did rush for 134 yards on last season, but Kyle was hurt number of games last year for Adams Central, but they expect a lot out of the fullback, the 195-pound senior. Got the first down there, first and 10, Patriots at their own 44-yard line, just underway. Adams Central and Sydney High School football. Creighton Reed in there at quarterback, tosses to Fowler. Jake Fowler gets out to about midfield as the flag flies behind the run of Fowler. That usually means an offensive hold, a penalty on the offense on that run. So this may be the first penalty of the season on Adams Central. Fowler got the football out to about the 49, picked up five, but there's going to be a hold on the Patriots. The flag's at the 47-yard line, so they'll mark this one off on Adams Central. Move it back 10 from the spot of the foul. It's the 47-yard line. They'll move it back to the 37-yard line. So Adams Central's going to be penalized 10 yards on the offensive hold on that run by Jake Fowler. We'll move the football back to the 37-yard line, and it's going to be first down and about 17 yards to go for the Patriots. So a holding call on the Patriots moves it back to the 37. It'll be first down and about 17 yards to go for Adams Central at their own 37-yard line. Again, it's Kevin Holen, Austin Bonner, Zach Bramble, Derek Nissen, Nate Heinrichs up front. Jesse Ackerman is the tight end. Back in the game is Goldenstein. Reed was in on that last play, so both quarterbacks have seen some action. Goldenstein will turn, hands it off to Fowler. Goes outside, inside. We're going to lose a yard on the play. Back to about the 36-yard line there. A loss on the play as Fowler is tackled for a loss. Back at the 36-yard line, a loss of one. It's going to be second down and about 18 yards to go. So good defensive pressure there by the Red Raiders, and they stop the Patriots for a one-yard loss. Back to the 36, second down and 18 yards to go for Adams Central. Played about 2 minutes of the first quarter. It's the Patriots nothing, Sydney nothing. We're just underway. High school football in the 2011 season opener for Adams Central and Sydney. Creighton Reed wants to throw. He rolls to his right. Throws it long down the field. It's going to be caught by Ryan Bruna inside the 40-yard line. A nice catch by Bruna and a nice throw basically into traffic by Creighton Reed. And Bruna catches the football, and he goes down about the 38-yard line of Sydney. There is a flag on the field back at the 45-yard line of Adams Central. We'll see what this is all about. A nice throw there by Reed and a catch by Bruna as it down to the 38 of Sydney. But a flag at the 45 of Adams Central. Looks like the play is going to stand. Maybe that penalty is on the Raiders, and it's going to be declined in the first throw of the season by Creighton Reed, and the first catch by Ryan Bruna moves it from the Patriot 36 to the 38-yard line. A 26-yard pickup on the play, the throw and the catch, Reed to Bruna, and at the 38-yard line after that pickup of 26 yards on the throw by Creighton Reed, first and 10 Adams Central at the Sydney 38-yard line. So the Patriots get their first down there now in the shotgun this time. In that shotgun to the quarterback, Goldenstein hands the ball off to Cutiford. Cutiford goes off left guard and tackle. He's pulled down about the 35-yard line. Almost got free there. But a tackle on the play brings Cutiford down at the 35-yard line. A pickup of three on the play. Kyle Cutiford picks up three. And it's second down and about 7 yards to go for Adams Central at the Sydney 35-yard line. Patriots taking the opening kickoff. They have overcome a holding penalty and a move the football down the field to the 35-yard line of the Sydney Red Raiders. So it's second and 7. Out they come, Maryland I this time. Creighton Reed hands off to Jake Fowler. Fowler inside the 35, hit about the 33, can go no further. And a short gain there, and it's going to be third and about 5 or 6 for the Patriots. Jake Fowler on the carry there, moved it to about the 32.5-yard line. We'll call it the 32. It's going to be third down and about 4 yards to go. A pickup there of three for Jake Fowler. Third and about 4 for Adams Central at the Sydney 32-yard line. Adams Central relying on that ground game, but did get the long completion here from Creighton Reed to Ryan Bruna for 26 yards. There's the toss this time to Fowler from Goldenstein. Fowler inside the 30. Kind of dives forward as he's hit to about the 25, 26-yard line. Should have enough for another Adams Central first down. And the football down to about the 26-yard line of the Red Raiders. It will be enough for a first down, a pickup of 6 yards on the play by Jake Fowler. And it's first down and 10 yards to go for the Patriots at the Red Raiders' 26-yard line. Now, Adam Central started this at the 33. They've had the ball the entire quarter, 8-18 and counting in period number one. In the shotgun this time, Creighton Reed back in there. As Goldenstein and Reed alternated at quarterback. There's the handoff goes to, from the wingback position, Ryan Bruner. Bruner inside now the 20-yard line. As he takes the inside handoff, the first carry there by Ryan Bruna. From the 26 down to about the 18, a pickup of 8 on the play there for Bruna on his first carry of the season. He gets 8, and it's going to be second down and a couple of yards to go for the Patriots now at the Sydney 18-yard line. Goldenstein in there at quarterback. Maryland I this time, the Patriots second and a couple here. Deep in Sydney territory. Handoff goes to Fowler. Fowler goes to the far side. He'll have a first down to the 15, to the 10. He's inside the 5, dives for the pylon. And they say, touchdown, Jake Fowler. 18 yards and a touchdown for Jake Fowler. And the Patriots are on the board first this season. A nice run to the outside by Jake Fowler. He goes the final 18 yards for a touchdown for Adams Central. And the Patriots draw the first score of the 2011 football season. Now, Goldenstein did a lot of the kicking of the extra points. In fact, made 21 of them last year. No field goals, but Kyle Goldenstein will be out there to do this extra point. The holder's Blake Overmiller for Adams Central. Looks like Tyler Kierkegaard is holding here, but there's a flag flying before this try for the extra point. And there's going to be a delay of game on Adams Central. So the Patriots are called for illegal substitution. They'll move the football back. So Goldenstein's going to have to make this one from 25 yards straight on the extra point. So Goldenstein will try the extra point, this time, though, from the 15, making it a 25-yard extra point attempt for the Patriots. Out of the hold of Tyler Kierkegaard. Straight up and long enough and up and good by Kyle Goldenstein. And the Patriots lead it by the score of 7-0 with 7:21 to go in period number one. Adams Central 7, Sydney nothing. Back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Adams Central striking first here on the 18-yard run by Jake Fowler at an 11-play, 67-yard drive. The Patriots overcome a holding penalty and get a nice long pass play of 26 yards. Everything else was a run by Adams Central, and Goldenstein will kick off to the Sydney Red Raiders, and they'll send back Brian Dagg here. There's the kickoff to the far side, caught at the 20-yard line. Sydney Red Raiders out to about the 30. Good hit there by the Patriot kick coverage team, and Sydney will get its first possession as that football was run out to about the 30-yard line, and that's where the Red Raiders will start first and 10. Remember, the Patriots went to Sydney last year, season opener, won it by the score 48-0, as Paxton Ayler, the sophomore, will start at quarterback again for the injured senior Tyler Schoening. The shoulder injury will keep Schoening out of a game two or three to start the season, hurt in preseason practices. The quarterback, Paxton Ayler. They're expected to have Justin Sage and Andrew Jacobson, two seniors, in the backfield. And they have split backs now and about four wide receivers out. So Paxton Ehler, the quarterback, will turn, hand the football off to the running back. Justin Sage comes to the near sideline, breaks one tackle. He's out past the 40 to about the 41 or 42-yard line, and that may be enough for a first down on the first run of the game by the senior Justin Sage for the Red Raiders. It's going to be real close to a first down. It's a 10-yard pickup. Going to be just short, so we'll give Sage 9 on the play, second and less than a yard. At the 41-yard line, so we'll have to say that play started at the 32. 9-yard run by Sage, second and a yard to go. Ehler, the quarterback. Again, kind of wide receivers everywhere. The handoff goes to Sage, the running back from the wingback position, has the first down on that run, gets it out to about the 45-yard line. First down and 10 for the Red Raiders from the 41-yard line. Out to the Red Raiders' 45-yard line. A pickup of 4 on the play for Justin Sage. So he's run it twice for 13 yards, and it's first and 10 at the Red Raider 45. Adams Central with Austin Bonner and Kevin Holden at the defensive ends. Derek Nissen, Brandon Ahrens at the defensive tackles. The Buzz Niederklein, Jesse Ackerman, Kyle Cutterford, Cole Rosvet are the linebackers. Jake Fowler in that secondary. Ryan Bruni in the secondary for the Patriots. Man in motion. And gets the football. Drew Estrada. He was in motion. Takes the handoff. Goes to the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds there. Picked up maybe 3 yards on the play as Drew Estrada from the wide receiver position takes that handoff as he was in motion. A toss and moved the football out to the 47. Picked up 2 on the play. Ran more laterally than he did up the field, but a pickup of 2. Barra Estrada. 2 yard pickup there. Second and 8 for the Red Raiders at their own 47-yard line. About halfway through period number 1. 7-0 Adams Central. Paxton Ehler fakes the handoff. Hands off. Inside handoff to the fullback. Met there by Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman slowed him up. The rest of the Patriots helping out Ackerman there. The football pushed ahead by Jacobson inside Patriot territory to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 4 on the play. And it's going to be third down and about 4 yards to go as the fullback Jacobson, the 175-pound senior, took that one to the Adams Central 49. Third and about 4 for the Red Raiders. Their first third down situation of the game when they're at the Adams Central 49-yard line. And Adams Central, a young team, they're trying to find some answers to some things here tonight in the season opener. And the defense getting a test from this senior-laden offense of the Red Raiders. There's a handoff. Going to be a first down. Running the football for the first down is going to be Ryan Dagg. Again, they put these wide receivers out and put them in the slot. And Dagg that time coming from the slot got the handoff and moved the football to a first and 10 at the Adams Central 42-yard line, a pickup of 7 there. And Dagg runs for 7. Bryant Dagg, the 145-pound junior. First and 10 at the 42-yard line. Ehler, the quarterback, man in motion. Handoff goes to that man in motion at the 42. Not much running room there. Jesse Ackerman wraps up the running back there for a very short gain on the play. Carrying the football that time was Logan Lewis. So Logan Lewis, another runner in there for the Red Raiders. The football moved from the 42-yard line to the 41, a short gain of maybe a yard on the play. And so Lewis gets 1 on the play. Second and 9 for the Red Raiders at the Patriot 41-yard line. Wide receiver to the left, 2 wingbacks, and a tight end and a fullback. Handoff goes to the man in motion from the wingback position, running the football inside the 40. Running that football, Bryant Dagg. Dagg moves the football from the 41 inside the Patriot 40. And we'll see, will they spot the football? About the 37 and a half, we'll call it the 38. A pickup of 3 on the play for Dagg. And it's going to be third down and about 6 yards to go at the Patriot 38-yard line. So a third and long here for the Red Raiders with 3:50 clock running first quarter. Third down and 6 yards to go. Two wide receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Stack them up, 2 and 2 on each side. Man in motion. Ehler, the quarterback. Third man getting the football, running the football. For it's going to be a first down to about the 30-yard line. Fumbling the football. And now the whistles blow. We'll see who's on top of it. The Red Raiders say they are. The officials say they are, and it's a first down. First down for the Red Raiders on the run there. By Logan Lewis. Lewis running that football. First and 10 now at the Adams Central 31-yard line. A lot of motion, a lot of movement with those backs and handoffs, and it's frustrating the Patriot defense right now. First and 10 at the 31. Handoff goes to the fullback this time, running it is Justin Sage, as he was the second man to get a look at the football. The fake there and the handoff to Sage from the 31, just inside the 30. A pickup of about a yard on the play. Second down and 9 yards to go. Justin Sage with the run there, the 190-pound senior. He runs for one, and it's second down and 9 yards to go. Out come the Red Raiders. Second and 9 at the Patriot 30. 2:40 clock running first quarter. Ayler, the quarterback, hands the ball off to the second man, Thu. This time, not much room there for the running back. And that's Andrew Jacobson. He moves it from the 30 to the 29, so it's going to be third down and 8 yards to go. Jacobson with the run there, picked up one. Third and about 8 at the 29 for the Red Raiders, so they face another third down situation. This one their longest third down situation. Third and 8 at the Patriot 29-yard line. Paxton Ayler, the sophomore. Again, basically four wide receivers out. Man in motion is Sage. Keeping the football, throwing it into the flat. It's going to be dropped, incomplete. Just not able to hang on to the football is Justin Sage. He would add a few yards. Might have been short of the first down, but that football thrown out there, but dropped by Sage, and it's fourth down and 8 yards to go. So a lot of motion, a lot of fakes in this offense by the Red Raiders. They've moved the football from their own 32 to the Patriot 29. It's fourth down and 8 yards to go. So the first fourth down situation for the Raiders, they're going to go for this right here. They're at the Adams Central 29, and out they come. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right, a wing back right. Running back Justin Sage behind quarterback Paxton Ayler. Fourth down and 8. Pouse is going to be to the right side, running it inside. Catching the football, getting it down. Looks like it's going to be a first down. Catching the football and running it is Bryant Dagg. Dagg catches the football. A quick toss and just cutting it to the inside was Dagg. And he got a first down on that fourth and 9. Moved it down to the 20-yard line. A pickup of 9 and a first down for the Red Raiders. So a 9-yard pickup. Bryant Dagg, the junior, caught it and just had the inside screen and ran it down to the 20. Got just enough for the first down. First and 10 at the 20. So the Red Raiders driving to try to tie this game with 1:33 to go in the first quarter. Man in motion. Ayler will turn. Hands the ball off to the man in motion. Running the football. Fumbling the football. The Red Raiders. And we'll see who got on top of this one. Looks like Adams Central did. They did. Fumbling the football on the run there. And coming out of there with it is Adams Central's Derek Nissen. Derek Nissen, the tackle, defensive tackle, recovers that fumble. For the Patriots, and Adams Central will get the turnover and take over the football. So that long drive for the Red Raiders will end on a fumble at the Patriot 19-yard line, and Adams Central will take over there. But a good drive, Sydney, from their own 32 to the Patriot 20, where they had a first down, but they fumbled it away. The first turnover on the year. That was one of the problems last year, the fundamentals. And the Red Raiders have been trying to improve, of course, on that as they get ready for the season. But they fumble it away here on their first drive. With the football, Goldenstein. Goldenstein pulled down for a loss. Kyle was back to throw, but had no one to throw it to and was pulled down off the rush of the Sydney Red Raiders. And a loss in the play back to the 17-yard line. A loss of 2 on the play. And it's going to be second down and about 12 for Adams Central back at the 17. We're under a minute to go in this first quarter of play. So the Red Raiders fumble it away. And the senior Derek Nissen on the football for Adams Central. But the Patriots lose two in their first play of this series. And in there at quarterback this time is Creighton Reed. The toss goes to Jake Fowler. Fowler at the 15, to the 20, running room to the 25. Still on his feet. He's at the 35, 40. He's got one man to beat. Fowler, 40, 30. They're not going to catch him. Jake Fowler, 83 yards. Touchdown, Adams Central. And the Patriots have a 13-0 lead. No flags on the field. Jake Fowler, 83 yards and a touchdown for Adams Central after the turnover by Sydney. Fowler broke through at the line of scrimmage and then outran the pursuer. And Fowler gets his second touchdown, this one 83 yards. And Adams Central leads it by the score of 13-0 with the extra point pending here. Kyle Goldenstein will try it with 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Goldenstein will try the point. Tyler Kierkegaard will hold. It is down. It is kicked. Going to be way short and to the right. Kyle did not get into that one well at all, and it's way low and to the right, and no good. But Adams Central gets the long touchdown run by Jake Fowler with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Adams Central 13, Sydney nothing. Back with a Patriot kickoff in 30 seconds.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
We'll get you back to Patriot Field in just a minute, but with a scoring update from the KICS 1550 ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam with a look at some of the other games around the area on our Platte River Radio Network. Hey, over in Schuyler, Hastings High takes a lead 21-0, about 3 minutes left in quarter one. And in Donovan, it's Donovan Trumbull leading Ravenna 6-0. Again, here back at Patriot Field, 13-0. As we return to KICS sportscaster Blaine Bulis.
Thank you very much, Brad. Boy, Hastings High off to a great start. Adams Central is here, 2-13-0. Goldenstein with the kickoff down to about the 20. It's going to roll out of bounds on the far sideline, and that will move the football out to about the 35-yard line as Goldenstein's kickoff goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Sydney will have it first down and 10 yards to go at their own 35-yard line. The Patriots start this game. They go 67 yards and score. Sydney comes back and puts a great drive together. They got down to the 20 of Adams Central, fumble it away to the Patriots. Adams Central takes two plays, and Jake Fowler goes 83 yards for a touchdown. Deflating for the Red Raiders, but kind of exhilarating for Adams Central. So Sydney will try it again, but they're down by two scores now, but they'll have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Is that a penalty on the out-of-bounds kick goes out-of-bounds, and out come the Red Raiders, first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. 26 seconds to go in this first quarter. There's the handoff running the football. Good hole there. Running it this time, Drew Estrada, the 150-pound junior. And from the 35-yard line out to about the 40 two or three of Adams Central, and could be the last play of period at number one. A pickup of about 7 yards on the play, and that will be the last play of the quarter as the Red Raiders still in the huddle. But Drew Estrada picked up 7 on the play, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Adams Central with two scores. We've played one quarter of the 2011 season. Adams Central 13, Sydney nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR Courser AT or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. CPI.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
Back at Patriot Field, Blaine Bulis with you. We're about ready to start period number two of this season opener for Adams Central and Sydney. Adams Central leads it 13-0, but the Sydney Red Raiders have the football. Second down and 3 yards to go on their own 42-yard line as they send out the sophomore, Paxton Ayler, who's gone all the way again. The senior, Tyler Schoening, injured shoulder in the preseason, will miss a few games, and Paxton Ayler, the sophomore, will take over. Hands the football off to the running back. It's going to be a first down running the football. Justin Sage, the senior. It's going to be a first down and 10 as Sage runs it from his own 42 out to the Red Raiders' 48-yard line. A pickup of 6 and a first down. So Sage there, a senior. Andrew Jacobson's out there in the running back. He's a senior, and those wide receivers, the men in motion, have been taking the tosses. Dagg and Estrada and Logan Lewis. Good experience here by the Red Raiders, and the Patriots a bit inexperienced, but this defense has been put to the test already in this football game. There's a handoff inside, nowhere to go, as Adams Central was flooding that line of scrimmage, and the Red Raiders had nowhere to run at that time. In fact, a loss on the play. And the football back at the 47-yard line. That looked like Alex Lund running the football. It's back from the 48 to about the 47, a loss of one on the play. So it's going to be second down and about 11 yards to go for the Red Raiders on their own 47-yard line, just underway. Period number two. Adams Central ahead 13-0, man in motion. Fowler tosses the ball to that man in motion, running the football, but another loss on the play. Running it this time, Lucas Rosenbaum. So another running back in there as Sydney has run six or seven guys in this game from the running back position, the wide receiver position, the wing back position. A loss on the play there, back to the 45-yard line. So the Patriots will see if they make some adjustments here. The Red Raiders drove a long way in that first quarter. Down inside the Patriot 20 before they fumbled it and showed well on offense. So Adams Central has stuffed the Red Raiders in the first two plays of the second quarter. It's third and 13 now at the 45-yard line. Ayler, the quarterback, turns, wants to throw, has a little time, now rolls out to his left, throws it across the line of scrimmage. It's going to be caught there, fumbling the football. It's on the ground. Fumbled the ball, was caught by Andrew Jacobson. Then he fumbled it, and we'll see who's on this one. Now the official... And the back official says the ball was being juggled as it was attempted to be caught by Sage, and it's going to be an incompletion. So it's going to be fourth down. So Sage never had possession before he started running with the football. Came out of his hand, so it was an incompletion. And it's going to be fourth down and 13 for the Red Raiders at their own 45. So they're going to have to punt the football and be the first punt of the football game by either team. And Lucas Rosenbaum, the 150-pound sophomore who's carried one time, is also the punter for the Sydney Red Raiders. And it's fourth down and 13 at the 45-yard line. So Adams Central with the better defensive stops there as they're getting maybe a little bit used to this offense of Sydney. Didn't quite know what to expect from first-year coach Todd Eckert. There's the punt to Fowler, catches it at 25-30. Jake Fowler on the far sideline is knocked down there about the 35-yard line, and that's where Adams Central will start. So Fowler takes that punt, didn't have much room on the far sideline, and Jake hit and knocked down about the 33 or 4-yard line. It's going to be first down and 10 yards to go for Adams Central at that point, with the Patriots leading here 13-0 early in period number two. 33-yard line is where Adams Central will start this time. Kyle Goldenstein, the senior, Creighton Reed, the junior, have alternated at quarterback. Only one pass thrown by Adams Central so far. Creighton Reed threw that, a completed 26-yarder to Ryan Bruna. Jake Fowler had two touchdowns, 113 yards rushing in that first quarter by the Patriots. An 83-yard run will tend to boost your rushing yard total up there. 83-yard run for a touchdown, 113 yards for Fowler. Maryland eye for Adam Central. Three stack behind Goldenstein. Second man through is Cutiford, the fullback. Not much room there. Doesn't look like any gain there for Kyle Cutiford, the fullback. Ryan Brun is the up man in that Maryland eye. Cutiford's the fullback, and Jake Fowler, the tailback. No gain there for Cutiford. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 33-yard line. So the Patriots with 124 yards rushing and 26 yards throwing the football so far in this game. Second and 10 at the 33-yard line for Adams Central. Bruner goes wide to the right. And a wide receiver to the left, Jesse Ackerman. There's the toss. Running the football to the 35-yard line, coming to the near sideline to the 40. Nice run there by Zane Norton. Norton in there to give Jake Fowler a bit of a spell there. And Norton runs well there from the tailback position. Zane, the 180-pound senior, moves it from the 33 out to about the 42, a pickup of 9 on the play for the senior Zane Norton, so he gets 9 there. And it's going to be third and about a yard for Adams Central, about their 42-and-a-half-yard line. Third and a yard for the Patriots. Again, it's Norton in the tail of this Maryland eye. Three behind Goldenstein. Hands off to the third man, Norton. Has a nice hold of the 45 midfield. Still on his feet. Breaks a couple of tackles. Zane Norton gets down to about the 40-yard line. A first down for Adams Central. Zane with a nice run there as Jake Fowler gets a bit of a rester down to the 40-yard line. A pickup of 18 there for Zane Norton. Two carries, the last two by Norton for 27 yards. And a first down there, 18 on that run. First and 10, Adams Central at the Sydney 40-yard line. And a whistle here as the Patriots come out of the huddle and an official's timeout here. Some reason, we're not sure what. Zane Norton is going to head to the far sideline. He might have an equipment problem. Look like he's shaken up, but he will go out. And coming in for Norton is Buzz Niederklein, the 5'7 sophomore, who will be in the tail of the eye here. Is Jake Fowler on the far sideline, and one of the coaches assisting Fowler. I'm not sure if he is injured, a little shaken up. It looks like maybe he may be a bit shaken up. Reed, the quarterback. The toss goes to Niederklein to the 40, 35, to the 30. Buzz Niederklein on the run there. He will get a first down for Adams Central. Yes, it does look like Jake Fowler's talking with one of the coaches on the far sideline, so he may be a bit shaken up as Zane Norton and now Buzz Niederklein have come in at the tailback position, and Niederklein runs it there from the 40 to the 30, and he gets Adams Central's fifth first down, a pickup of 10 by Niederklein to the Sydney 30-yard line, first and 10 Patriots at the 30. 8:12 to go in the second quarter. Adams Central 13, Sydney nothing. First and 10 Patriots at the 30 of Sydney. Handoff goes to the fullback Cutiford. Powers his way forward for about 5. Good strong running there by Kyle Cutiford, the 195-pound senior. As that offensive line for Adams Central starts to open some holes here. Kevin Holen, Austin Bonner, Zach Bramble, Derek Nissen, Nate Heinrichs, Jesse Ackerman's the tight end. Lathan Smith also expected to see running back duty, or excuse me, guard offensive line play for Adams Central. A pickup of 5 there by Cutiford to the 25, second and 5 Patriots as they try to go up by 3 scores here. Creighton Reed, the junior, is in at quarterback. Maryland I. Reed now rolls to his right on the bootleg, throws it down the field. It's going to be incomplete. And here comes the flag. As Jesse Ackerman was under that football, it had a little air under, but Ackerman was interfered with there the way it looks. He was down at the 10. Ackerman couldn't catch the football. Couldn't catch it because he was interfered with, and that's going to be a penalty the way it looks on the Sydney Red Raiders. Pass interference, an automatic first down there. The sixth of the evening for Adams Central. Moves that football down to about the 10-yard line is where the flag is. The line of scrimmage was the 25. And it will be a first down on the pass interference penalty. It's pass interference. The line of scrimmage was the 25. The football still has not been spotted. They ruled the interference was down about the 12-yard line. Again, the pass interference penalty from the 25, half the distance to about the 12-and-a-half-yard line. We'll call it the 12 there. And the penalty there on Sydney on pass interference ends up being about a 13-yard penalty, 12-and-a-half-yard penalty, first and 10. On the penalty on the Red Raiders, moves it down to about the 12-and-a-half-yard line, and that's where Adam Sutter will have a first down. First and 10 at the 12. Goldenstein back in there at quarterback, the senior. I formation. Handoff goes to Norton. Norton inside the 10, inside the 5. Struggles for the pylon, and he's going to be on the far side near the pylon. The pylon hit the deck, and it's a touchdown. 12-yard touchdown run by Zane Norton. And Adams Central leads it 19-0. So Norton did get in. Zane Norton in there at the tailback position. Goes 12 yards for a touchdown. Adams Central now leads it 19-0. 7:21 to go here in period number two. And the Patriots will see if they go for the one or try to go for two as Jake Fowler checks back in. Fowler apparently okay, but Zane Norton with three carries for 39 yards and a touchdown for Adams Central. Norton, a great job at the tailback. Runs it three times, 39 yards for a score. Adams Central will have Creighton Reed at quarterback. They're going to try for two here with Fowler and Cutterford. Try to get this up to 21-0 here. And as they pass on the extra point, goes to Fowler, dances his way into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Jake Fowler with the two-point conversion, and Adams Central leads it by the score of 21-0, and we'll take a timeout with 7:21 to go. Period number two, Adams Central 21, Sydney nothing. Back with the Patriots kickoff right after this.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
And with a scoring update from the ESPN 1550 KICS studio, I'm Brad Beam, updating you on some of the other games around Central Nebraska. I want to tell you that the Hastings High Tigers having a good night as they currently are leading in Schuyler. Score is 21-0. Also, other area teams that are holding the lead, Minden 13, Fairbury 0 early in the second quarter. We'll send it back out to Patriot Field, 21-0 our score, as Adams Central leads Sydney. Now back to Blaine Bulis.
Thank you very much, Brad. And I tell you, you got to get up pretty early in the morning or any time during the day to get something past Brad Beam. He's got the scores for us. We appreciate those updates. Good night for Hastings High so far. Pretty good night here for Adams Central, 21-0 as they have scored here in the second quarter and complete the two-point conversion there on the run by Fowler. But nice running in that series by the senior Zane Norton. Three carries, 39 yards and a touchdown as Fowler was spelled in that series. By Norton and Buzz Niederklein also carried once for 10 yards. So Adams Central keeping it on the ground. They've thrown it only once. Had a completion. The other pass resulted in a pass interference penalty on the Red Raiders. So Adams Central goes another 67 yards and seven plays and scores there on the run by Zane Norton. That pass interference penalty, of course, a big part of that drive for the Patriots. Goldenstein to kick off. Kyle into the football. Line drive to the right. It's going to be past the first man. It's on the ground and getting on the football for the Red Raiders at the 27-yard line. The Red Raiders will get the football there. Falling on that football, Drew Estrada. Of course, that's a free football down there once it goes to 10 yards, and Estrada fell on it as it got by the first wave of Red Raiders. First and 10 for the Red Raiders on their own 27-yard line, and that's where they will start this series. Now down 21-0. Adams Central scored first, but the Red Raiders came right back and had a long drive, but a fumble of the football and the turnover gave it back to Adams Central. The Patriots then got a big, long run of 83 yards from Jake Fowler and went up 13-0. And And two big momentum shifts in a real short amount of time. And now the Red Raiders down by 21. Paxton Ayler is the quarterback. Handoff goes to Justin Sage. Sage to the near sideline. Tries to fight off some tacklers. He's still on his feet, but the Patriots still there. Kevin Holen. First man there was Ryan Bruna. Couldn't quite get him down, but Kevin Holen and more Patriots come up to assist, and Holen with the tackle there. Holen is a large young man, 255 pounds, 6'5", Kevin Holen. No gain on the play there for Justin Sage. He's rushed for 20 yards. 45 yards on the ground, 9 through the air for Sidney. He's a little razzle-dazzle, but motion and fake handoffs and men in motion, so it's an offense you have to get used to. There goes a man in motion. Quarterback in there for the first time today, hands the football off to Justin Sage. In there for the first time is Paul Beyer, the 160-pound junior. And running the football was Justin Sage once again from the 27. Sage out to the 28, a pickup of only a yard there, so it's going to be third down and 9 yards to go. Sage picking up one there. Third and 9 at the 28. Well, the wind kind of go out of the sails of the Red Raiders after fumbling that football, after getting inside the 20 in the first quarter, and then the big run by Fowler made it 13-0. Patriots have tacked on another, and they're comfortably ahead here 21-0, but it's 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Red Raiders offense has stalled the last couple series. There's a handoff, running the football to the near sideline, looking for that first down. It's going to be close. Running the football on the near sideline, carrying it was Drew Estrada, the junior. He's going to be very close. Depends on where they spot it. Need to get out to about the 37. Looks like they got to the 36. It's going to be fourth down and about 1 yard to go. At the 36-yard line, Drew Estrada runs for 8 there. It's going to be fourth and a yard at the 36. We'll see what the Red Raiders want to do, and looks like they're going to maybe go for it here on fourth down. Fourth and a yard at their own 36-yard line. Nope, dropping back now. Looks like it's Lucas Rosenbaum. Red Raiders don't want to chance it here quite yet if they do indeed punt this football. They only need a yard. But they are down 21-0, so they don't want to risk this not making it here. There's the snap to Rosenbaum. He will kick the football. It's a short kick. Center of the field bounces at the Patriot 40. Adam Settle has no one around it. It bounces to about the 34-yard line. And that's where Adam Central will start after the short punt there by Rosenbaum. First down and 10, Adam Central on their own 44-yard line. 34-yard line. 30-yard punt there. And the officials say it was touched by a Red Raider at the Adam Central 36. So that's where it's officially marked. First and 10, Adam Central at their own 36-yard line. Adam Central goes to Sidney last year and wins 48-0. And the Patriots lead at 21-0 here and have the momentum going in this second quarter. Patriots come out with Zane Norton wide to the right. Jake Fowler wide to the left. Now in the shotgun, getting the football. Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein throws it across the middle. Oh, dropped by Ryan Bruna. Couldn't hang on as Goldenstein was racked up on the play. Hit hard there. Chris Lambrecht in there. The throw there was incomplete. On the first throw by Kyle Goldenstein. He's 0-for-1 throwing. Threw the football on the pass interference penalty on Sidney. And Creighton Reed is 1 out of 1 for 26. So Adam Central, the incompletion there, as Bruna couldn't quite hang on for Adam Central at the 36-yard line, 2nd and 10. Norton goes wide to the left, and the slot left's going to be Bruna. Eye formation. Fowler in the tail of the eye. Cutterford, the fullback. Quarterback is Reed. The toss goes to Fowler. Cuts it inside. Not much room there. He's at the 36. No gain. Maybe a loss on the play. Third down and long coming up for Adam Central. 5:05 to go. It's at the 36. No gain on the play there for Jake Fowler. He stands at 113 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Third and 10. Adam Central at the 36-yard line. So life in that Red Raider defense here, 3rd and 10 at the 36. Raiders need to stop Adam Central. has scored each time they've had that football. But it's third and 10 here. High formation. Kyle Goldenstein rolls. Wants to throw, does to the near side. It's going to be dropped by Zane Norton. The defender went for the interception, didn't get it. Norton would have caught that. He would have had some running room, but Zane couldn't hang on, and it's fourth down and 10 yards to go. So the Patriots miss an opportunity there, and we'll punt the football. Cole Rostvedt is the new punter this year for Adams Central, replacing Nick Stein, the senior. And Cole Rostvedt will have his first punt of the year with 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, so plenty of time for the Red Raiders. Rostvedt on the punt. Nice high punt to the 30. Bounces inside the 20. And the Red Raiders are going to let it go, and it's down inside the 15-yard line by Adams Central's Adam Hunt. Hunt fell on that football, hoping that a Red Raider had touched it. No one had, but the ball and a nice bounce by Rostvedt down to the 15-yard line, and that's where Sydney will start. First and 10 on their own 15. So that punt from the 36, a 49-yard punt with the bounce and roll there for Cole Rostvedt, his first punt of the year. 49 yards and no return. First and 10 at the 15-yard line for the Sydney Red Raiders down here 21-0 to the Adams Central Patriots here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio High School Football 2011 season here at Patriot Field. Out come the Red Raiders. The toss goes to the running back near side from the man in motion. Ryan Bruner there to bring down the running back on the play. It's Logan Lewis, and he didn't have much running room there. The line of the scrimmage was the 15 as the Patriots, after struggling on defense in that first series against the Red Raiders, have figured out a little bit about this offense of Sydney and the 15-yard line. No gain there. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Red Raiders. They're deep in their own territory here and don't want to get foolish here and give up the football. One turnover in the game, that fumble by Sydney, and the resulted in the touchdown run by Adams Central. The quarterback is Ehlers. Behind the line of scrimmage, pulled down. Kyle Cutterford from his lineback position comes in and tackles Drew Estrada, who's running that football. Estrada had nowhere to go, and Cutterford drops him inside the 10 to the 9-yard line, a loss of 6 on the play. And it's going to be third down and about 16 yards to go for the Red Raiders as they're pushed back to their own 9-yard line, third and 16 with 3:07 and the clock running. First half, Adams Central wants to get a stop here, force a punt from the end zone, get good field position with their timeouts left, and try to tack another one on. The quarterback, Paxton Ehler, man in motion. Ehler drops back, hands the football off, though. Running the football out past the 15 to the 16-yard line or so is Alex Lund. Lund runs it from the 9 out to the 16. He picked up 7, but he's going to be about 9 yards short. 7-yard run there for Alex Lund. Fourth and 9, about the 16. And dropping back to punt is going to be Lucas Rosenbaum. So Sydney will go 3 and out, fourth and 9 at the 16. Rosenbaum will punt here. 2:15, clock continues to run. Low snap, it goes in the ground, but Rosenbaum picks it up and punts it. It's going to hit about the 42-yard line and then touch there by the Red Raiders and down about the 42 of Sydney. So Rosenbaum fielding that snap, which was low, bounced off the turf. He picked it up and punted it out from the 16. Out to the Sydney 42-yard line, and it's going to be first and 10 there from the 42. So Adams Central with the real good spot on the field. First and 10 at the 42 of Sydney. They have 2 minutes and 2 seconds and 3 timeouts to try to get a fourth score on the board here for Adams Central. Bruna comes out wide to the right. Looks like Zane Norton wide to the left. The officials will say Sydney wants and gets a timeout before Adams Central can snap the football. So we'll take a timeout. 2:02 to go. First half, Adams Central 21, Sydney nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
From the ESPN studio, I'm Brad Beam with a scoring update. Other games heard on Platte River Radio stations. Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna playing up in Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna has it so far, 14-6, 5 minutes to go in the first half. And then over on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, just scoring once again, Hastings High. They now lead Schuyler 27-0. Again, 5 minutes left in the first half. We go back out to Patriot Field. Blaine Bulis standing by with the Adams Central game.
Welcome back to Patriot Field with 2:02 to go in the first half. Adams Central with the football. First down, 10 yards to go on the Sydney Red Raiders 42-yard line. Patriots leading 21-0. Goldenstein, the quarterback, hands off to Fowler to the 45. Jake straight ahead off right guard and tackle. Moves it from the 42 inside the 40. Adams Central again has all their timeouts. Under 2 minutes to go. Move it down to about the 38, a pickup of 4 on the play for Jake Fowler. 117 yards and 2 touchdowns for Fowler. Second and 6 about the Sydney 38-yard line for Adams Central. Norton comes wide to the right. Ackerman the tight end to the left. Now wingback right is Bruna. Cutterford and Fowler in the I formation. Creighton Reed in there, wants to throw, does in the flat. Going to be incomplete, intended for Zane Norton. Third down and 6 yards to go at the 38-yard line. The incompletion there by Creighton Reed. He's 1 out of 2 throwing for 26. Kyle Goldenstein's 0 for 2. Patriots with these two young men vying for this quarterback position. We may see them going all season long. The Patriots have rotated the two in this evening. Third down and 6, Adams Central at the Sydney 38. 1:26 to go in the first half. Adams Central went... Of course, like to get this first down. They're in the shotgun formation this time with Goldenstein. He wants to throw. Does the throw across the middle. Going to be incomplete. Intended for Jesse Ackerman, but that one never got situated properly. The Patriots did not set that one up correctly, and it's incomplete. And it's fourth down and 6 yards to go for Adams Central at the 38-yard line. So the Patriots now send out Cole Rostvet, who's punted once. He'll punt again here the way it looks. Maybe try to pin the Red Raiders deep in their own territory and hope they don't think about doing anything drastic in this final 1:22 to go and settle for the 3-touchdown deficit. But the Patriots will punt here. Rosford gets a low snap, a bouncer, picks it up at the 45. Short punt will be downed again by Adam Hunt inside the 20-yard line. And Sydney will have it again, first and 10, inside their own 20 with 1:15 to go in period number 2. So Sydney gets a little momentum on the defensive side, stopping the Patriots there from going in for their fourth score. And Sydney will get the football after the punt in their own 17, and we'll see what first-year coach Todd Eckert wants to do here. Assistant at Beatrice last season. First year here at Sydney. First and 10 Red Raiders at their own 17-yard line. They'll come out with a wide receiver way left. The quarterback is Paxton Ayler, the sophomore. He's been in there for most of the snaps. Paul Beyer, the junior, has been in on a few. Man in motion. Rolling to his left is Paxton. Throws it in the flat. It's going to be caught, but right there is Jesse Ackerman to tackle the receiver on the play, Justin Sage. Sage hit at the 17. No gain on the play. And it's going to be second down and 10 yards to go at the 17-yard line. So no gain there, second and 10. Clock runs with 45 seconds to go. Sydney in no hurry to stop it. Adams Central doesn't look like they want to stop it either after that completion, but no gain on the play. Second and 10 at the 17-yard line. Ayler, the quarterback, man in motion. The toss goes to Drew Estrada. Estrada to the 15 to the 20. Ackerman there with the hit. About the 20-yard line, a pickup of 3, and that might be the last play of the first half, as it looks like neither team inclined to stop that clock. It's out to the 20. Estrada got 3 on the play, but with 13 seconds to go, and the Patriots and The Red Raiders going to let this clock run out, and that is going to be the end of the first half. And Adams Central leads it here at halftime. We've played two at Patriot Field in the season opener of the 2011 high school football season. At halftime, Adams Central 21, Sydney nothing. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance, also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. We're at halftime of the season opener for Adams Central and Sydney. This Class B matchup tonight here at Patriot Field. Adams Central with the lead by the score of 21-0. Adams Central scoring the first three times they have the football in the first half. Do not score the last two times they have it. And the Sydney Red Raiders with a good offensive drive. The first time they get the football after falling behind in the game, but fumbled it away. And that so far has been the key part of the ball game, that fumble and the fumble recovery by Adams Central. Two plays later, a long touchdown run by Adams Central. So that very much the key part of the football game as the Patriots got the momentum back. The Red Raiders lost the momentum as they were driving for the tying score in the first quarter to get a little confidence going their way. But Adams Central turned that fumble into a touchdown score the next time they had the ball to go up 21-0. And the Patriots lead it 21-0 here at halftime. Adams Central got the football first and traveled 67 yards in 11 plays. Overcame a holding penalty. And also in that first drive was the only completion of the first half by Adams Central. A 26-yard pass play from Creighton Reed to Ryan Bruna was a part of that first touchdown drive. The final 18 yards covered by Jake Fowler. 11 plays, 67 yards. Jake Fowler, 18-yard touchdown run. Adams Central led 7-0 after the Kyle Goldenstein extra point. The Sydney Red Raiders then took the football and drove from their own 32-yard line in their first possession down to the Adams Central 20-yard line. And from there, on a first down and 10, the Red Raiders fumbled the football away. Adams Central recovered as Derek Nissen got on the football, the defensive lineman for the Patriots. Adams Central then, after that fumble recovery, started at their own 19. And on the second play from there, Jake Fowler broke into the secondary, and he was not caught from behind using his good speed. Jake Fowler traveled 83 yards, a two-play, 83-yard series there for the Patriots. The extra point was no good. Adams Central led 13-0 with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Adams Central got the football in the second quarter and scored their third touchdown and their third possession of that first half. The Patriots, another 67-yard drive, this one in seven plays. Zane Norton from the tailback position in there for Jake Fowler. In that particular series, Zane Norton traveled the final 12 yards. In fact, Norton carried three times in that drive for 39 yards, the final 12 for a touchdown. Buzz Niederklein also going 10 yards in that from the tailback position in that drive. But Norton goes the final 12 for the touchdown. Seven plays, 67 yards. The Patriots try for two. They get the two-point conversion on the Jake Fowler run. Adams Central led 21-0 with 7:21 to go in the second quarter of play. Neither team could score the rest of the half, and Adams Central leads it here at halftime by the score of 21-0. But Adams Central, as Coach Bill Carlin talked about in the pregame show, a lot of questions. He was, you know, of course, concerned with not that much experience coming back, a relatively young ball club, and the defense was challenged that first drive by Sydney. Sydney moved the football down the field, and the defense found their way after that and stopped Sydney the rest of the first half. But Sydney put together a very good drive to start that first quarter play, but again, fumbled the football away, and that's been the big play and the turning point of this game. With that fumble, Adams Central scoring quickly after that and then tacking on a second quarter score and leading by the score of 21-0. We'll give you some individual and team numbers after we take a timeout here at halftime. Adams Central 21 and Sydney nothing, back in 90 seconds.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
With a scoring update from the ESPN studio, I'm Brad Beam. At halftime, Adams Central leading Sydney 21-0, a game you're hearing right here on 1230 KHAS. Other scores from around the Platte River Radio family of radio stations, with about 3 minutes to go in the first half, and that was a few minutes ago, so might be to halftime now over on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High with a good first outing over Schuyler right now, 33-0. And at halftime, Ravenna in the lead over Donovan Trumbull, 14-6. That one on the Breeze, 94.5. Back to Blaine Bulis at Patriot Field with some of the stats for tonight's game. Blaine?
Okay, thank you, Brad. 21-0 here, Patriots, as they lead the Sydney Red Raiders in this season opener. Adams Central scoring the first three times they have the football, and one of those after a big fumble by the Sydney Red Raiders turned into an 83-yard touchdown run a couple of plays later by Jake Fowler. That's the key part of this ball game, that fumble and then the big run. Adams Central grabbed that momentum away from the Sydney Red Raiders and taken over the football game and lead it here by the score of 21-0. Well, we have up here for Adams Central in that first half, they rush for 182 yards. Of course, 83 of those 182 on that touchdown run by Jake Fowler. 26 yards throwing for Adams Central. They only had one completion in the first half. That one by Creighton Reed to Ryan Bruner for 26 yards. That was in the first drive of the game for the Patriots. So 182 on the ground, 26 through the air for the Patriots. 208 total yards for Adams Central in the first half. Jake Fowler with 117 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Kyle Cutterford rushed for 10 yards. Quarterback Kyle Goldenstein a minus two on the ground. Zane Norton in there rushing for 39 yards and a touchdown for Adams Central. Buzz Niederklein one carry for 10. And Ryan Bruner from the wingback spot carried it one time for 8 yards, and the other quarterback, Creighton Reed, has not attempted a rush. And Reed has the only completion. He's 1 out of 2 for 26 yards. Goldenstein was 0 for 3. The Patriots throw it for 26 yards. Bruno with the catch for 26 yards. Adam Settle had 6 first downs. Sydney had 4 in that first half. 1 turnover on the Sydney Red Raiders. 3 penalties on Adam Central for 25 yards and the penalty on the out-of-bounds kick for the Patriots. 2 penalties for 18 yards for Sydney in that first half. No turnovers on Adams Central, but 3 penalties. For Sydney, we have them with 58 yards on the ground, 9 yards through the air, only 1 completion for the Red Raiders by the quarterback Paxton Ehlers, and the catch for 9 yards, and at first down it happened to be on the play. That first drive, Marcus Hauge, the one catch. So 2 completions for 9 yards. The second completion netted no yards for the Red Raiders. So 2 out of 4 throwing the ball for Ehlers and the Red Raiders. 9 yards passing, 58 yards rushing, 67 total yards in that first half for the Red Raiders of Sydney. Leading the ground game is Justin Sage, 21 yards on the ground. Andrew Jacobson, the senior, rushed for 5 yards. Drew Estrada rushed for 10. Brian Dagg for 10. Logan Lewis for 8. Alex Lund for 6. And Lucas Rosenbaum, the punter, also got a run in there for minus 2 yards. A lot of guys have carried the football for Sydney, led by Justin Sage with 21 yards rushing and the one catch for 9 yards for Bryant Dagg for the Red Raiders. Also making a catch, but no yards on the catch, Justin Sage. So Adam Central, 208 total yards, 67 for the Sydney Red Raiders in the contest. And again, Adam Central with the lead by the score of 21-0. And the quarterbacks for Adam Central, they both played quite a bit. Kyle Goldenstein, Creighton Reed. Paxton Ehlers, the sophomore, has played most of the way for Red Raiders. Paul Byer has been in there for a few plays, the junior. They're spelling the senior, Tyler Schoening, who is out with a preseason injury, shoulder injury. Won't play this week, probably the next one or two or three, maybe, they tell us, as far as that shoulder injury for Schoening. So they're missing his senior leadership. And the Patriots getting pretty good play out of Goldenstein and Reed and their running game and playing the good defense after they kind of figured out that running attack of the Sydney Red Raiders, the men in motion, the inside handoffs, the tosses, the wide receivers coming in motion and taking the tosses, and the inside running of the fullback. So Adam Central has played well on defense, well on offense, and they lead it by the score here of 21-0. We'll take another timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter of action for you after this 90-second timeout.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Welcome back to Adams Central's Patriots Field. Adams Central leading Sydney here at halftime. High school football, the season opener here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio and the ESPNSuperstation.com. About ready to start that third quarter of play. A reminder for you, when we're finished with the play-by-play here tonight, please stay tuned to our broadcast. We'll have the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. After that, the coach speaks post-game show. We hope to hear from Bill Carlin of the Adams Central Patriots, and Cully Pipe and Steel Supply will be our sponsor for that program this season here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Of course, we have following our local and area teams on our family of stations at Platte River Radio. And we will all season long as far as the high school teams are concerned. So keep listening. We'll keep you updated on what's going on each week and what games we'll have on early, of course, in the week. And, of course, next week we'll have Hastings High and Adams Central on 1230 KHAS Radio. And you're on ESPN 1550. We'll be joined by ESPN 1460 KXPN Kearney next Friday for the St. Cecilia opener over at Kearney Catholic. That game will be on the ESPN Superstation next Friday. And scheduled to have the Sutton Blue Hill game on our station, the Platte River Radio, The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Tomorrow night now on 1230 KHAS, we'll have volleyball. Nebraska volleyball team taking on New Mexico down in New Mexico. And that'll be on at 8 o'clock with the pregame show. First serve at 8:30 tomorrow night with Nebraska playing New Mexico in that tournament in New Mexico. Royals baseball, of course, continues all season long on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 on the FM side. A reminder for you also, please stay tuned. And on 1230 KHAS Radio, we'll have the CPI, Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, as we do each and every week. After our high school football coverage on 1230 KHAS, that will begin after Mike Wills completed his duties over at Schuyler with Hastings High and Schuyler. That game on 1230 KHAS Radio tonight. We'll also have the scoreboard show on Classic Hits, another family of member of the family of stations of Platte River Radio. Classic Hits 98.9, the scoreboard show also there tonight. The CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on 1230 KHAS. Join Ty Snevronic and yours truly for that CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show after high school coverage of Hastings High on 1230 KHAS Radio tonight. And a reminder also for you, the season premiere tomorrow. Hey, the ratings were good enough. The audience, I guess, wants us back. The season premiere of Hogan's Open House on Sports tomorrow morning at 10:06 on 1230 KHAS Radio. Of course, we'll talk with the local coaches and area coaches. They want to come down, certainly welcome. Talk about the kids and the seasons and these athletes all season long through the fall, winter, and spring seasons on Hogan's Open House on Sports. It returns tomorrow morning at 10:06 on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio. And we invite all the local coaches of the fall sports team. You don't have to be football. It's everybody's sport. Coaches, come on down and join us. We want to hear what's going on with your with our local teams and athletes on Hogan's Open House and Sports each and every Saturday morning, and that starts tomorrow at 10:06. About ready to begin period number three again. Adams Central scoring the first three times they have the football in the first half of play. Two touchdown runs by Jake Fowler, one by Zane Norton. 21-0, Adams Central with the lead. The Patriots, 208 total yards in that first half, 67 for Sydney, but Sydney did have a good first drive in this game as they were going for the tying touchdown, but again fumbling the football. And two plays after that, Jake Fowler galloped 83 yards for a score, and Adams Central was then up 13-0 at that point when it could have been maybe 7-7. But that turned the tide Adams Central's way, and the Adams Central defense has stiffened since that first drive. Again, allowed only 67 total yards to Sydney in the first half. Sydney won the opening toss. They deferred to the second half, so Adams Central will kick off. They'll go from left to right, west to east here on this beautiful Friday night. ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. Second half about to begin. Adams Central leading Sydney 21-0. Kyle Goldenstein will kick off for the Patriots. Again, Kyle has about a two-step drop. He kicks the football, kicks it down to about the 20-yard line, catching the football. Rosenbaum, Lucas with it to the 30, has the running room, and hits the deck about the 35-yard line. Running that football was Lucas Rosenbaum. Went down kind of awkwardly, but he's okay. He's up. And Sidney will start first and 10 on that return by Rosenbaum at their own 35-yard line. Goldenstein, a couple-step drop, kicking the football. Doesn't get it down the field all that far, but the coverage has been pretty good by Adams Central. It's at the 35 for Sidney, at the 34-and-a-half-yard line. We'll call it the 35. First and 10, 21-0. First play from scrimmage in period number three. Paxton Ayler, the sophomore, in at quarterback. Again, a couple wingbacks, two wide receivers, one back behind the quarterback. The handoff goes to that man in motion, running the football out to about the 38-yard line. The man in motion getting the handoff and running is Drew Estrada, 150-pound junior, as Sidney tries to use some of that speed off the wing back and wide receiver position. Estrada moves it from the 35 to the 38-yard line, picked up three there. Drew now with 13 yards rushing in this football game. And it's second and about seven for the Red Raiders at their own 38-yard line. We are just underway, period number three, Adams Central 21, Sidney nothing. High school football 2011 season opener on this final Friday in August. Ehlers has a man in motion. Rolls to his right, wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be caught. Caught by Justin Sage to midfield and a first down. Third completion by Ehlers in five tosses. First down there for the Red Raiders, and that's going to be their fifth. And the catch there by Sage. His second catch, but he gets some plus yardage this time to the 38, out to near midfield. We're going to call it first and 10 at the 50, a pickup of 12 yards and a first down for the Red Raiders. First and 10 at the 49-and-a-half-yard line of Sidney. We'll call it the 50. First and 10 at midfield. Ehlers over center. Just a minute gone in the third quarter, so Sidney out. It's a good start to this quarter. Hands off, man in motion, running the football. Off left guard, a short gain there, maybe two for the running back there. The Patriots stacked that one up, running the football this time is Logan Lewis. Lewis with the run there from midfield to the 48 of Adams Central, a pickup of two, second down and 8 yards to go. So Lewis gets two. He's rushed for 10 in the contest. And it's second down and 8 yards to go for the Red Raiders at the Adams Central 48-yard line. The Red Raiders need to score and score fairly quickly here. They're down 21-0. There's the handoff to the Sage, the running back, to the 45, to about the 43, maybe five there. The Red Raiders come out again with good momentum in this third quarter in their first drive, as they did in the first quarter after falling behind in the game. Pick up a five there to the 43 for Sage. Justin's rushed for 26 yards, got five there, third and three at the Adams Central 43. Paxton Ayler came to the near sideline and got a play, and he's back out on the field. Third down and 3 yards to go for Sidney at the Adams Central 43-yard line. Wide receivers to the left and the right, third and three, one back behind the quarterback, Paxton Ayler, the sophomore. Man in motion is Estrada. There's motion on the line of scrimmage. The other wing back, Estrada, was in motion, but the other wing back moved. Logan Lewis jumped there, and that's going to be illegal procedure on the Red Raiders. Will move it back 5 yards, or a motion. They'll call it procedure, a motion. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Move it back to the Adams Central 48. Third down and 8 yards to go. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Red Raiders. So that'll make a difference. Instead of third and three, it's third and eight. Wide receiver comes out to the left. That's Paul Beyer, the backup quarterback tonight. And he's wide to the left. Two wing backs and two wide receivers. Man in motion this time. Wanting to throw is Ehler. He has some running room. He falls down, though, at the 45-yard line. Open field there for Paxton Ehler, but he fell down at the 45-yard line. He got three on the play, but he had some open field there. 3-yard gain there by the quarterback. Ehlers on his first carry. He has three completions for 21 yards. Fourth and five at the 45, and the Red Raiders are going to, looks like they're going to go for it here. They're almost going to have to, down 21-0, 8:38 to go And the Red Raiders are going to go for this football. The Patriots have two guys deep, and they're going to have to get their people up to the line of scrimmage here as Sidney's going to go for it. Adam Zendel still has two guys back to receive the punt, so it's basically 11-on-9 here, and there's a whistle. And before the snap, Bill Carlin gets a timeout called for Adam Central. Adam Central's punt returners, Ryan Bruna and Jake Fowler, were still deep in their own territory waiting for the punt. As the Raiders came to the line of scrimmage, they were going to run that fourth down play, and they were going to run 11 against 9. So the Patriots got a timeout call before the ball could be snapped. So let's take a timeout with 8:22 to go in the third quarter. Adam Central 21, Sidney nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Back at Patriot Field, fourth down and 5 for Sidney at the 45-yard line of Adams Central. They need 5 to keep this drive going. They're down by 3 scores, 8:22 to go in the third quarter. Big play here on fourth down. The Patriots cross the line of scrimmage as they were anticipating the snap count. But the ball was not snapped. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and that might make it a first down. They needed 5, and that might move it just enough for a first down on the penalty. 5-yard penalty for Adams Central. The defense a little too anxious there for Adams Central, and it will be a 5-yard penalty and a first down. Moves it down to the 40-yard line, so a first down for the Sidney Red Raiders. Their sixth of the night. First and 10 on the penalty on Adams Central, just inside the 40. We'll call it the 40-yard line of Adams Central. First and 10 after the penalty on Adams Central. So first and 10 now for the Red Raiders. So they get a first down. The clock did not move. Ayler, the quarterback. Paxton over center. Quick throw to the left side. Caught by the wide receiver. Not much running room there. The ball was caught by Paul Beyer, who's the backup quarterback tonight. He moved the ball from the 40 to about the 38, a pickup of only 2 there. And it's going to be second down and about 8 yards to go at the 30. It's a quick toss over to Beyer, who was out at the wide receiver position, could get only 2. Second and 8 at the Patriot 38. Paxton, the quarterback, over center. Second down and 8 yards to go. Man in motion, handoff to that man. Running, breaking a tackle, getting it to about the 35-yard line. Nice run there, breaking tackles. Drew Estrada moves it from the 38 down to the 35, a pickup of 3. And it's going to be third down and 5 yards to go, but Estrada got 3. He broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage and got 3 yards, third and 5 at the 35 for Sidney. Another nice drive here by the Red Raiders, but they're taking a lot of time off the clock, 7:15 to go, but they are probably going to think that they need to score in this drive. If they don't here, come away with nothing, they're going to be in a pickle. Third and 5 at the 35. And in motion is Estrada. Ayler, the quarterback, rolls to his right, throws it into the... That's going to be incomplete, almost picked off there by Cole Rosvet. Rosvet would have had nothing but green ahead of him, but he couldn't hang on. Fourth and 5. Ayler now 4 out of 7 throwing the football for 23 yards. Fourth and 5, another fourth down coming up for the Red Raiders. They benefited from a penalty of 5 yards to get a first down in this last situation on fourth down. The Patriots jumped offside. Fourth and 5 at the 35. 6:56 to go in period number 3. Two wide receivers to the right. Wing back left, wide receiver left. Ayler the quarterback on a fourth and 5. Another big play here for both of these teams. Ayler the quarterback. Man in motion is Estrada. Crosses the quarterback and a whistle and a penalty. A delay of game on Sidney will make it 4th and 10. They're going to lose 5 yards here. So that took too long to develop. A delay of game on the Red Raiders. And it's going to be A 5-yard penalty moves it back to the 40-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 10. Raiders have had some success with that quick throw into the flat on a screen and the quick throw out to the wide receiver and let them do the work after that. But now it's 4th and 10. So with 6:56 to go, 4th down and 10, not a 4th and 5. Ayler, the quarterback. Again, two wide receivers to the right, wing back left, wide receiver left, fullback Alex Lund behind the quarterback Ayler. Paxton Ayler on a 4th and 10. Drops straight back. Good protection. Throws it near sideline. Down the field. Going to be incomplete. Almost caught on a diving Marcus Hauge. Couldn't quite hang on to it. And it's incomplete on 4th down. But a nice throw there by Ayler. And Hauge couldn't quite hang on as he dove. And it's incomplete. And Adams Central will take over 1st and 10 on downs there at their own 40-yard line. So the Raiders have it 5 minutes and 10 seconds, but come away with no points. Another good drive to start the half, but the Raiders come away with nothing on the 4th down incompletion. And Adams Central will take over for the first time in this third quarter, and Kyle Goldenstein in at quarterback. Cutterford and Fowler in the tail of in the eye. Wide receiver to the left, Ackerman the tight end to the right. Goldenstein to Fowler to the 35. Punched down about the 37, 38-yard line maybe. A pickup of 2 or 3. Depends on exactly where they spot it. You know, when the field here on the sidelines crests up to the middle of the field, that can make a difference on where the spot is here. We'll call it 3 there for Jake Fowler. 120 on the ground for Jake. He scored twice. Once, 83 yards. 2nd and 7 at the 43-yard line for Adams Central, their own 43. The Patriots would like nothing better than control the football. The rest of this quarter, Creighton Reed hands off to Jake Fowler. Tripped up about the 45-yard line. Pickup of 2. Clock continuing to run here. Fowler got 2 more. Hanging on with both arms around the football. Patriots have no turnovers in this game. Have 4 penalties. 3rd and 5 at the 45-yard line. 5:48 to go. The Patriots had the ball a little over a minute. And again, their ideal situation. Make first downs, control the clock, keep it on the ground, and control that clock. 3rd and 5 at the 45. I formation. Goldenstein back in at quarterback. The toss goes to Fowler. To the 45, to the 50, spins, still on his feet, has a first down about the 42-yard line of the Red Raiders. What a nice run there by Jake Fowler, and we have on the turf Justin Sage. Looks like an ankle for, or maybe a cramp for the Red Raiders. He's up now, must have just been a cramp. Sage is going to get a little help off here, but now he's coming off on his own, but might have cramped up there, and he'll have to come out of the game. But the nice run there by Fowler from his own 45-yard line to the 42. 13 yards there by Jake Fowler. He picked up 13 on the play and a first down. Adams Central's 7th. 1st and 10 at the Sydney 42-yard line. So Adams Central will have 3 more downs to work with, and they send Zane Norton wide to the right. Wing back right now is Bruna Cutterford and Fowler in the eye. Adams Central football, we're used to seeing this eye. Goldenstein run down with the football. He's going to have to eat this one. A loss back to near midfield. A loss of about 8 yards on the play. The defense there for Sydney. But this, back to the 49-yard line, a loss of 7 on the play. 2nd and 17 on the play as Goldenstein lost 7 on the play. As the pass rush there for the Red Raiders. 2nd and 17 at the Sydney 49-yard line. 4:28 to go, third quarter. Clock continues to run. Adams Central sends Norton wide to the right. 2nd and 17 at the 49-yard line from the shotgun. Creighton Reed throws it across the middle. It's caught by Bruna. Bruna to the 35, to the 30. Inside the 30 to about the 25-yard line. Creighton Reed with his second completion to Ryan Bruna. Moves it from the 49-yard line all the way down to the Sydney 26-yard line, a pickup of 23 yards on the play. And a first down for Adams Central. First and 10 at the Sydney 26-yard line, so a pickup of 23 yards on the play. So that's two catches for 49 yards for Bruni. He's caught both the completions for Adams Central tonight, and a Patriot on the deck here. We'll see who that is. Can't quite get the number. This is a leg or a cramp also on this warm, humid evening. Adams Central has an injury on the field, and we'll check this one out for you. Looks like 84, Jesse Ackerman for Adams Central. See if it's a leg or a cramp, but he's on his back yet as the coaching staff and the medical folks out assisting Jesse Ackerman. We'll see how Jesse is, but let's take a timeout here. Hopefully he'll be up and A-OK. We'll take a timeout with 4:12 to go into the first quarter. When we return, Adams Central will have a first down play, and we'll see how the injured Patriot Jesse Ackerman is. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back after this.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
And from the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beam with some scores from our area games. Into the third quarter, 33-0 is Hastings High over Schuyler in their inaugural game this season. Some other scores from around Class B. Crete and Grand Island Northwest near the half, a reported score. Crete leading 20-16. Some other scores we've got St. Paul leading Broken Bow 14-0 over halftime. And that is what we've got right now. So we'll send it back out to Patriot Field. Blaine Bulis standing by with the play-by-play action for Adams Central and Sydney. Blaine?
Thank you, Brad Beam. Jesse Ackerman up, off on his own power. It looks like that was probably a cramp on this, like I say, this warm, humid evening. Going to get the water in these guys. It looks like Ackerman is okay, but he's off for this particular play. The Patriots have it first and 10 at the Sydney 26. Goldenstein hands off to Fowler. Fowler hits, spins, stays on his feet to about the 22 maybe, a pickup. 3 or 4 yards there for Jake Fowler as Adams Central moves it down to the 22-yard line. A pickup of 4 on the play there by Jake Fowler. 2nd and 6 Patriots at the Sydney 22-yard line. Adams Central 21, Sydney nothing. 3:35, clock runs, third quarter here at Patriot Field. Creighton Reed in there at quarterback. Reed with the only completions, the two completions for Adams Central for 49 yards. Creighton will run the option on the play, fakes it, and keeps the football. Nice run by Reed as he keeps the football, faked it to the tailback on the option, and Reed gets it all the way down and near the 10-yard line. So Creighton Reed with a nice run there, moves it from the 22-yard line down to the 10-yard line. A pickup of 12 and a first down. Nice run by Creighton Reed. Of the 10-yard line, just outside the 10. A pickup of 12 by Reed. It's 1st and 10 at the 10 for the Patriots. Goldenstein, Kyle back in there at quarterback. Handoff goes to Fowler. Jake Fowler, a couple inside the 10. Maybe 3 on the play. 2:55, clock continues to run. That's what the Patriots wanted to do. They started with 6:50 to go at their own 40. And there's a pickup of 3 on the play for Fowler. 2nd and 7, about just outside the 7 for the Patriots in Sydney territory. Now they come out in the Maryland eye with Bruna, Cuttiford, and Fowler behind the quarterback. Creighton Reed running the Maryland eye. And off goes to Fowler, cuts it inside near the 5. Not going to go any further. A pile of humanity there. 4 or 5 Red Raiders there, and Fowler will be given the forward progress down to about the 5. He got 2 there, and it's going to be 3rd and 5 from the 5-yard line. 2 yards there for Jake Fowler. So it's third and about five, just outside the five for Adams Central with 1:55. Clock continues to run in the third quarter. Maryland I, once again, everybody in tight, two tight ends, third and five from the five. Goldenstein rolls to his right, wants to throw, does into the end zone, going to be too high for the intended receiver there, Zane Norton, and Goldenstein throws it high and wide and incomplete, fourth and five from the five for Adams Central. Goldenstein 0 for 4 throwing it, Creighton Reed 2 out of 3 for 49 yards. Fourth and five from just outside the five for Adams Central, and Creighton Reed will come in. See if Reed runs that option. The big part of the field's coming this way to the near us. We'll see if Reed, who ran the option for 12 yards a while ago, we'll see if that's in effect here. But the Maryland eye out there, 1:39 to go in the third quarter. Reed, the quarterback, he rolls to his right. He wants to throw. Looks back to his left. Does to Jake Fowler. Fowler's wide open, and he could crawl into the end zone. But if he did that, he'd be on his knees, and he'd be at the stop there. That one's a completed pass for a touchdown. Nobody near Jake Fowler, and Creighton Reed just rolled to his right, threw it back to his left. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Fowler. Third touchdown of the night for Jake Fowler. And it's 27 to nothing. And there was nobody near Fowler. All he had to do was catch a turn and walk about 5 yards into the end zone, and he did just that. So the touchdown on the third completion for Creighton Reed. And we're going to have, looks like Chance Vorderstrauss is going to try this extra point. Chance's kick is up, and it is going to be good. So the junior, Chance Vorderstrauss, kicks that extra point. And Adams Central leads it by the score of 28 to nothing. So we'll take a timeout with 1:31 to go in period number three. Adams Central 28. Sydney, nothing, back with a Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
From the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam with a scoring update. Some other area scores. Minden leading Fairbury in the third quarter, 34 to nothing for the Whippets. That is a game being heard on Classic Hits Radio 98.9. Some of the other games going on the Breeze 94.5. Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull 14 to 6 at the end of the third. Hastings High 40 to nothing with a lead over Schuyler in the third quarter. That coming down to us about 10 minutes ago. Hastings scoring their 40th point of the night over Schuyler. So some good scores around the area. We'll go back out to Blaine Bulis with a good score from Patriot Field. Blaine?
It is 28 to nothing, Adams Central, after the Creighton Reed to Jake Fowler 5-yard touchdown pass. Chance Vorderstrauss, the extra point. 60-yard drive there by the Patriots in their first possession of the second half, and they've scored four of the six times they've had the football. So pretty efficient offensively. Good running game for the Patriots. Fowler's rushed for 144. He scored three touchdowns. Patriots will kick the football off. Goldenstein now with the run-up. Kicks it long, catching the football, but he had a knee on the ground at about the 15-yard line. Was the receiver there, Brian Dagg. Brian caught the football, but the knee was on the turf, and that means you're down in high school football. And Sydney will have it first down and 10 yards to go on their own 15-yard line. That's where the knee touches the turf. First and 10 at the 15-yard line. Adams Central with the lead here now, 28-0. We're late in period number three, 1:29 to go at Patriots Field in Hastings. High school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and at the ESPNSuperstation.com. First and 10 at the 15. Here we go. Paxton Ayler, the quarterback, the sophomore, has gone most of the way at quarterback for the Red Raiders. Handoff goes to the running back. Drew Estrada, a little hole there to the 20. about five there. Nice run by Estrada. He's run the football pretty well tonight. Doesn't have the big yards, but he's pretty quick, and he's done a good job trying to avoid the Adams Central tacklers. It's at the 20, a pickup of five on the play for Drew Estrada. He's rushed for 21 yards. He's carried the ball eight times. And Estrada picked up five there, second and five at the 20-yard line. So the Sydney Red Raiders, 0-9 last year, trying to get back to the basics. New coach Todd Eckert this year on get going on the fundamentals and get going on they hope is a much better season. Down here 28-0, but they've looked pretty good at times here tonight. Man in motion. Ehler drops back, wants to throw, does on the near sideline. It's going to be high and wide and incomplete. Paxton is 4 out of 9 throwing the ball for 23 yards, and it's 3rd and 5 after that incompletion. Remember, our player of the game will follow here tonight with South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, our sponsor there, and then the coach's post-game show, the coach speaks show, Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, our season-long sponsor for that program each and every game on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 28-0, Adams Central. 3rd and 5, Red Raiders at the 20-yard line. Man in motion. Ehler rolls to his left, looks to throw, runs around in the backfield, hit from behind, hard from behind, about the 16-yard line. Jesse Ackerman there. Ackerman's had a good game tonight for Adams Central. That football, a loss there from the 20 back to the 16, a loss of 4. Ackerman with the big hit there back to the 16-yard line. It's going to be 4th down and 9. And Lucas Rosenbaum will come in and punt for the Red Raiders, and they let the clock run out before that punt. So that's the end of the third quarter. After three, Adams Central tacks one on in the third quarter. After three quarters, Adams Central 28, Sydney nothing. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, high school football, streaming online at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Back for the fourth quarter at Patriots Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football, the season opener. Adams Central and Sydney. Three quarters have been played. Adams Central 28, Sydney nothing. The Patriots with one score in the third quarter. They've scored in each period of play. And lead at 28-0. There's the punt. And it goes out of bounds at the 35-yard line as Rosenbaum punted that football for Sydney. Adams Central will take over there. Not much of a kick there from the line of scrimmage, the 16. The ball goes out of bounds off the side of the foot of Rosenbaum at about the 35-yard line, and that's where Adams Central will start. And so Adams Central will have good field position, as we are wont to say in situations like this, at the Sydney 35-yard line. Just underway in the fourth period of play, Adams Central in control now. Norton wide to the left, Bruner wide to the right. Goldenstein, the quarterback, Cutterford and Fowler in the I formation. Handoff goes to Cutterford. No, keeping the ball is Goldenstein. Somebody's got it. Goldenstein fumbles as he kept the football, and the turnover on the Patriots. Sydney gets on top of it. The Red Raiders get on the football, getting that football. Nick Marr, the 245-pound senior, with the recovery there. The Patriots turn it over. Their first of the night. As Goldenstein and Cutterford bumped each other as They tried to get the handoff to Cutifer. Goldenstein decided to keep the football. Got about 4 yards, but then fumbled it. And Sidney got on it. Marr with the fumble recovery at the 31-yard line. And Sidney will start there, first and 10 on their own 31-yard line. First possession of the fourth quarter, where they'll get a series of downs. They punted on their first play of the quarter. In motion is Estrada. Toss goes to Drew. Drew Estrada, far sideline, turns on the speed. He's to the far sideline. Jesse Ackerman runs him down past the 30. Ackerman with the job there. This junior, 200-pound junior, Ackerman, as Drew Estrada runs that football. Estrada in motion, goes behind the quarterback, takes the toss, and runs a lot laterally. Ended up making only a 1 yard gain out of that. Second and 9 at the 32-yard line. So Drew runs again more laterally than he does straight up the field. Gained only one. Good pursuit and play by Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central. Second and 9 at the 32. Paxton Ader, the quarterback, fakes the toss, gives the ball to Alex Lund, the fullback. Lund with a nice run. He fumbles the football. Do they say whistle down? It's at the 40-yard line. Down at the 40, the officials are saying. Pickup of 8. It's going to be third and sharp, but Lund did fumble the football. But it was ruled down before that point, and it's going to be third and about a yard at the 40-yard line. Alex Lund got 8 there. Third and about a yard for Sidney at the 40-yard line. No fumble there, but ball whistled down. Third and a yard, third and 1 at the 40-yard line. Paxton Ader, the quarterback, Estrada in motion. Ader keeps the football, has a first down. He's past the 40 before he's wrestled to the ground, but it's going to be a first down. Jack Berry, a sophomore in there. The run and the first down by the quarterback, Paxton Ader. He got 7 first downs for Sidney. The Patriots have 9 listed here. The run there by Ehlers from the 40 to the 43, picked up 3 on the play. And the first down for the Sidney Red Raiders at their own 43-yard line. 10:18, clock runs, fourth quarter, Adams Central 28, Sidney nothing. Paxton Ader, the sophomore, has gone just about all the way at quarterback. And in motion is Estrada, rolling this way. Is pass across the middle is going to be incomplete. Estrada had a step there across the middle, but it's incomplete on the throw there by Paxton Ehlers, second and 10. Estrada could have caught that one. He has good speed. He might have gone. The Red Raiders now want to get on that scoreboard. They don't want to come in here and start the season by getting shut out, coming off that 0-9 season. They are looking for a score here. They probably figure the game is out of reach, but with 10:03 to go, second and 10 at the Sidney 43-yard line. Estrada goes in motion. Ehlers rolls to his left, turns back to his right, across the middle, screen to Sage. Sage to midfield. Has it, fumbles the football. Adams Central on it. Sage got about 10 yards after catching the football. Adams Central. Gets the football, and Adam Central got on it. Might have been Cole Rosfitt on the football. Might have been Rosfitt, but anyway, a fumble on Sidney. They turn it over after that completion. That was the completion to Sage. He got 10 yards, but then fumbled it away. And Adam Central falls on it. Second turnover on the Red Raiders at the 46 of Adam Central. So that completion got 10 to Sage, but then he fumbled the football. Creighton Reed with the Maryland eye. Creighton Reed hands off to Jake Fowler. Breaks into the secondary. Runs over a defender. Still on his feet. Pulled down from behind. Fowler keeps his feet at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Jake Fowler, as he breaks a couple of tackles at the line of scrimmage and beyond, and goes 54 yards for a touchdown. Jake Fowler with his fourth touchdown of the game, scores from 54 yards away, and Fowler gets his fourth score, and Adams Central leads 34-0 with the PAT coming. with 9:42 to go in the ball game. Good hard run by Jake Fowler, even in this fourth quarter. And he broke a couple tackles and then sprinted into the end zone using his great speed there to score from 54 yards away as Chance Vorderstrauss will try this extra point for Adams Central. Vorderstrauss will kick it. It's up, certainly long enough, and up and good. So Vorderstrauss converts his second extra point. And Adams Central now with the lead with 9:42 to go in period number four. Adams Central 35 and Sydney nothing. We'll be back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beeman's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
With a scoring update from the ESPN studio, I'm Brad Beam. We do have a couple of area scores to report. Minden 41, Fairbury nothing at the end of the third quarter in a game on Classic Hits Radio 98.9. McCook leading Scotts Bluff 21-7, a Class B matchup. Interesting to some of the Class B fans. Ravenna Donovan Trumbull at the end of the third. Ravenna leads Donovan Trumbull 14-6. And over at Skyler's ball field, well, Hastings High having a very good outing so far this evening. Right now, Hastings High is in the lead, and it is a good lead. 47-0. Just a few minutes ago, 17 seconds left in the third quarter. So Hastings High, 47, Skyler nothing. That's a game heard on 1230 KHJS. We'll take you out to Patriot Field once again. Here's sportscaster Blaine Bulis.
Okay, welcome back. The kickoff return by the Red Raiders out to about the 35, almost the 40-yard line. So a good kickoff return there by the Red Raiders. And Sydney will have it first down and 10 yards to go at their own 40-yard line. And we have been informed technical problems with the Nebraska sports coverage, so no Husker volleyball game from New Mexico tomorrow night. Supposed to be on 1230 KHS, but no Husker volleyball tomorrow night due to technical problems along the Husker network. So no Husker volleyball tomorrow night for you. High school football continues here, 8:48 to go in the ballgame. There's a handoff as the quarterback in there hands the football off, running the football near sideline, all the way inside the 40-yard line. Nice run there by the running back in motion, getting the football. Logan Lewis, he runs for a first down from his own 40 inside Patriot territory to the 41-yard line. A 19-yard run there by Logan Lewis. And a first down, first and 10 at the AC 41-yard line. And in there at quarterback now is the junior Paul Beyer. Adams Central getting some new people in there on defense also. But Lewis breaks three there for 19 yards, first and 10 at the 41-yard line. So, Paul Beyer, the junior at quarterback, he'll probably go the rest of the way here. Paxton Ayler, not just too bad of a job for the sophomore. Handoff goes to Sage. Justin Sage, tackled by Cutifer, gets it to the 35-yard line. Good pickup there. The Patriots now want to try to preserve this shutout. But they do have some new people in there on defense, have some of their regular people also. Cutifer comes out, Jesse Ackerman back in. A pickup of six there on the run by Justin Sage. 32 on the night for Justin. Second and four now at the 35-yard line of Adams Center with 7:20 to go. Only thing now to be determined is the final score, and will the Red Raiders get on the scoreboard? Paul Beyer, the junior quarterback, man in motion, turns. Hand the ball off to the running back. The man in motion getting the football, Brian Dagg. Dagg from the 35. We'll see where they spot the football to about the 32 or 33. Pickup of two on the play by Dagg. It's going to be third and about two. Third down and two from the 33-yard line for Sydney. 6:43. Clock continues to run with Adams Central in the lead. 35 to nothing. Beyer, the junior, over center. Will get the football. Man in motion. Handoff goes to that man in motion, running the football near sideline. It's going to be a first down. Now slipping on the turf, but running for the first down is Logan Lewis. And Lewis will get a first down for Sydney. Runs it from the 33-yard line to the Adams Central 26, a pickup of 7 and a first down. So 7 there for Lewis. He's rushed for 36 yards. He's actually the leading rusher for the Red Raiders. First and 10, Sydney at the Adams Central 26-yard line. 5:50 clock runs, fourth quarter, 35-0 Adams Central. Paul Beyer, the junior, over center. Man in motion. Sage gets the football. The fullback runs for two or three, maybe four. As the clock continues to run and the quarterback in, Paul Beyer, as the Red Raiders try to work this offense. There's a pickup of four, we'll call it, to the 22-yard line. Sage runs for four more. He has 36. Logan Lewis has rushed for 36. Second and six at the 22-yard line of Adams Central. Another penetration into the red zone here, close to the red zone for the Red Raiders. They're trying to get one on the board. 5:07 to play. Beyer, the quarterback, fumbles the football. It goes to the turf. Beyer might have got back on top of it and maybe gained a yard or two. Four or five Patriots around there, but the quarterback got on top of it. Third down coming up. So Beyer falls on that one after the fumble. Two fumbles lost by the Red Raiders, one by the Patriots. At the 21, actually a pickup of a yard on the play, but Beyer got on that fumble. And it's going to be third down and about five at the 21-yard line of Adams Central. Clock continues to run with 4:32 to go in the football game. Third down and five for the Red Raiders. They want to try to knock this one in and work their offense. So they've thrown the ball 11 times, completed only four, but Paul Beyer, the junior, trying to run this offense. He turns third man, getting the football, running, spinning and running with the footballs. Logan Lewis, good pickup for another first down for Lewis. First down and 10. He moved it from the 21 all the way down inside the 15. We'll call it the 12-yard line. A pickup of 9 on the play for Logan Lewis and a first down. First and 10, about the 12-yard line of Adams Central. So the second real good drive of the evening for Sydney. They fumbled it on their first drive of the night. And now they started at their own 40 this time, moved it down to the Patriot 12. Deepest penetration of the ball game for the Red Raiders with 3:38 to go. Beyer turns, hands the ball off to the wing back in motion, running the football. Is number 34, who's not on the roster, believe it or not. What a surprise. Whoever number 34 is, and we don't know because it's not even on the roster, sent to us by the coach of the Red Raiders. But the young man picked up about four to the 8-yard line. So it's going to be second and six at the 8-yard line. Beyer over center. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Second and six at the 8. Handoff goes to the running back, Logan Lewis. Maybe to the 5, short there, as Paxton Ayler was in there at quarterback that time. From the 8, Logan Lewis moved it to the 5, picked up 3. So third and 3 at the 5. And there's a timeout, Sydney. They want to punch this thing in. They're facing a third and 3 at the 5. We'll take a quick timeout, back in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. Third down coming up. 3 yards to go for the Red Raiders of Sydney at the Adams Central 5. As they want to get on the board, not get shut out here tonight. The Patriot defense wants the shutout, of course. 2:41 to go, so the Red Raiders have two chances to go these 3 yards to get a first and goal if they don't get the score. So out they come. 2:41 to go. Third down, 3 yards to go from the Patriot 5-yard line. Paxton Ehler back in there at quarterback. And four of the Red Raiders at the Patriot 5-yard line. Ehler over center, man in motion. Ball goes to running back Lewis, heads for the far sideline, for the corner, into the end zone, touchdown. 5-yard run for the touchdown to Logan Lewis. He gets the score, and Sydney on the board with 2:35 to go. A 5-yard run for Logan Lewis, who's rushed for 53, done a pretty good job for these Red Raiders here tonight. The Red Raiders with 2:35 to go get on the board for their first score of the night and of the season, and Logan Lewis with a 5-yard run. So that will give the Red Raiders a little better feeling as they hit the bus and head back for Sydney this evening. I presume they're heading back. That's going to be a long trip back. They should just stay and go over to the State Fair tomorrow. Extra point coming up. Alex Lund to try it here. We'll boot that football. Certainly long enough and high enough and up there, and it is good. Extra point good. So with 2:35 to go in the ballgame, Adams Central 35, Sydney 7, back with the Red Raiders kickoff in 30 seconds.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Scoring update from the ESPN studios. A final as Hastings High wins their first game of the year, 47-0. Adams Central well on the way to win their game as well. We'll finish it out KICS sportscaster Blaine Bulis.
Okay, thank you, Brad. Welcome back to Patriot Field. We're going to have a kickoff for the Red Raiders. Their second kickoff of the night. Started the game, and after their first score of the night, the kickoff, Alex Lund will boot it for the Red Raiders with 2:35 to go. Line drive kick going to be off a Patriot. Picked up by Jake Fowler at about the 15. Dances around, comes to the near sideline. Doesn't have much blocking. Hit hard there. Past the 20. Fowler out to about the 23-yard line as we have a Red Raider on the turf. He's either hurt or got that cramp in a leg. Fowler returned it out to the 23-yard line. Adam said we'll start there and try to run out the clock in this final 2:25 of the ballgame. But again, a Red Raider on the turf. The coaching staff comes out from both Adams Central and Sydney. See if this is a cramp or an injury sustained. So we'll report back on what has happened to this Red Raider. We'll take a timeout right now as they're tending to the injured Red Raider. We'll take a timeout with the score, Adams Central 35, Sydney 7. We're back in 30 seconds.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR Courser AT or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Another quick scoring update from the ESPN studios. I'm Brad Beam. A Class B game. Crete beats Grand Island Northwest, or is on the route to beat Grand Island Northwest, I guess should say. In the fourth quarter, Crete leading GI Northwest 33-16. Some of the other scores from around the area. With about 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter, North Platte versus the Lincoln Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are up 21-14. And again, the final, Hastings High 47, Schuyler nothing. The Tigers with the shutout on their first outing of the 2011 season. We'll send it back out to Patriot Field with Blaine Bulis.
Welcome back to Patriot Field, and the injured player by Josh Estrada. That's Drew's brother, the Estrada brothers. Josh on the kick return team there. He's okay, coming off under his own power. And again, you have a little limp on with one leg. It figures that maybe there's a cramp in there that takes it out of you, and you just can't maneuver. But he seems to be okay. As he comes off under his own power. In the near sideline, Josh Estrada there for the Red Raiders. So he seems to be A-okay on the near sideline. We haven't had any major injuries in this football game. We've had the cramps on both sides, both these teams, and Adams Central has the football at their own 23-yard line, and they're going to try to run out the final 2:25 in this contest, and we'll see who the Patriots got out on the field now. I believe we got quarterback number 3, Kyle Goldenstein. Creighton Reed have been in there all evening long. Looks like number 19. If that's number 19, that's Alex Keller, 150-pound sophomore at quarterback. We'll try to catch some of these numbers and names with the Patriots as they'll try to run this clock out. Neither team probably in much hurry to snap the football. Handoff goes to the tailback on the eye this time. Ben Nissen, the sophomore, 190-pounder. He's stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. 2:13, clock continues to run. Ball's at the 23, moved back to the 19, a loss of 4 on the play. All this pretty academic right now. The Patriots with their first unit had 268 rushing yards and 54 throwing the ball. Let me get some tacked on minus yardage here with that play. There was 4, but the Patriots rushed for over 260 yards, threw for just over 50 in this game tonight, so not a bad performance on opening night. Fumbling the football is the fullback for Adams Central, but it looks like he falls on it. Trying to catch who that was. Looked like it was number 44, Jack Berry, the sophomore, the 165-pounder. Jack fumbled it but fell on it. Forward yardage up to about the original line of scrimmage, the 23. So it's 3rd and 10 at the 23, so Berry got 3 on the play. Got 4 that was lost in the previous play. So it's 3rd and 10 at the 23-yard line. Clock continues to run with 1:10 to go. Neither team is going to stop this clock. The Patriots face a 3rd and 10. They'll keep it on the ground. Cole Rosfett is in the front part of this Maryland eye. Everybody stacked in tight. The handoff goes to Nissen. Nissen will get no gain, as that was indeed Alex Keller in there at quarterback. But Nissen, no gain there. Going to be 4th down and 10 yards to go at the 23-yard line. For Adams Central, will have to kick it away. Clock stopped at 51.5 seconds to go. As it looks like maybe the Red Raiders called a timeout to try to get a punt return set up and maybe try to tack another one on the board here. But the clock has been stopped, and Adams Central will punt the football away. 4th down and 10. Maybe the Patriots called that time. I did not see the signal. So it's going to be 4th down. There's 51 seconds to go. Adams Central will win their first game of the season. They will head to Crosstown over to Hastings College next week. They'll take on Hastings High. Hastings High with a big shutout win at Schuyler tonight. So it'll be the city matchup. It's not a district game, but a city matchup. Adams Central at Hastings High over at Hastings College, Lloyd Wilson Field. Next Friday night, we'll have it for you on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio next Friday night. Labor Day weekend, 7 o'clock next Friday, Adams Central and Hastings High. They'll both come in at 1-0. Cole Rosp is going to drop back and punt for Adams Central. Again, 51 seconds to go, and the Red Raiders trying to set up this punt return here. Maybe kind of put another one up on the board here with their special teams. 35-7. Adams Central will pick up the win. And Sydney will fall to 0-1. Nice punt by Ross, but only his second of the night. The ball is caught on the punt near midfield. Still on his feet. Trying to run around. Still running around with the football. Being chased near sideline. Still with the run. Running the football. Stepping out of bounds, though. Running that football. Andrew Jacobson. He caught it about midfield. Came this way. Reversed his field, headed the other way. Stepped out of bounds on the far sideline at about the 34-yard line. So a nice punt return by Jacobson, and Sidney is going to have a first and 10 inside Adams Central territory. So he'll have the little room here with 36 seconds to go, trying to put some more points on the board. Stepping out of bounds on the far sideline was Andrew Jacobson on that punt return. And we'll see what's... Officials still haven't spotted the football. There was a discussion with Coach Bill Carlin of Adams Central on the far side of the field. Now a discussion with the Sidney coaching staff. Todd Eckert, the first-year coach, told something by the officials. The football's on about the 33-yard line. That's where Sidney will have the ball. Nice punt return there by Jacobson. First and 10 at the Adams Central 33-yard line. We're trying to play out the final 36 seconds, and Sidney will have it at the 33. They may want to try to put this ball up and score again, although they do have in their quarterback, who they're going to have in there, Paul Beyer, the junior, going to be out there. So Sidney's still with their first group unit, so Adams Central says, hey, we'll put our first unit defense back in the contest here. Sidney wants to score, so Adams Central's going to put its first unit defense in there, and there's a whistle as the flag flies here as Drew Estrada got the football. These guys got to be tired. A humid night, nice evening. Sun goes down and cooled off a little bit, but humidity in the air. The cramps have been there tonight in the legs for a number of players. There's a penalty on Sidney of 5 yards. Moves it back to the 38, first and 15. We're trying to play the final 35 seconds. Sidney has good field position. They want to try to score again. Adams Central wants to end this thing here right here at 35-7. And Beyer, the quarterback for Sidney. And in motion is Estrada. Takes the handoff, comes to the near sideline. Going to be pulled down from behind there by Adams Central's Brandon Ahrens on the defensive line. No gain on the play. It's going to be second down, 22 seconds to go. Maybe one more play. Estrada gains nothing there. Second and 15 at the 38-yard line. This probably will be the last play. 10 seconds to go. Beyer over center for the Red Raiders. Will toss the football. Wanting to throw the football, but he has nowhere to go. Dropped for a big loss on the play on the tackle by Kevin Holland. As getting the football, he wanted to throw it, was Logan Lewis, but he was tackled by Kevin Holland to end the football game with the big loss on the play. And that's the end of the football game. Adams Central wins it by the score of 35-7. The Patriots scored first and turned a fumble into an 83-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Jumped out 13-0, went on to win it by the score 35-7. We'll talk more about it and wrap this thing up for you in 90 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Okay. Okay, welcome back to Adams Central Patriots Field. The football game over here, and the Adams Central Patriots win their season opener, beating the Sydney Red Raiders by the score of 35-7. Four touchdowns on the night, 198 yards rushing for Jake Fowler. He scored four touchdowns. Zane Norton scored the fifth. Adams Central wins it 35-7. Patriots took the opening kickoff, drove 67 yards, 11 plays, helped by a pass play from Creighton Reed to Ryan Bruna, and overcoming a holding penalty, Jake Fowler goes the final 18 yards to complete the drive and first touchdown of the season. And Kyle Goldenstein adds the extra point, 7-0 Adams Central. The Red Raiders of Sydney come right back and drive down to into Patriot territory to the 20-yard line. At that point, they fumble the football. Adams Central recovers the football as Derek Nissen recovered. Two plays later, Jake Fowler rambles 83 yards for a touchdown. Extra point, no good, but though turn of momentum, the fumble, the Patriots recover. A Jake Fowler run two plays later. The momentum swing back to the Patriots. They led it 13-0 after the first quarter. Second quarter, Zane Norton running out of the tailback position. Carried three times in a 67-yard drive, including the final 12 for a touchdown. Zane Norton, 12-yard touchdown run. A seven-play, 67-yard drive, 21-0 Patriots after the two-point conversion. 21-0 Adams Central at halftime. Third quarter, Creighton Reed passes to Jake Fowler, a 5-yard touchdown pass play, completing a 60-yard drive. Chance Vorderstrauss adds the extra point, 28-0 Adams Central after three. Jake Fowler, a hard 54-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. Vorderstrauss, another extra point, 35-0 Adams Central at the 9:42 mark. Logan Lewis goes 5 yards on a touchdown run with 2:35 to go for Sydney, making the final score 35-7 Adams Central. After the Patriots kind of figured out the offense of Sydney, they play well defensively. The Patriots give up only 170 total yards, 133 on the ground, 33 through the air. Adams Central, we have them for 322 total yards, 268 rushing, 54 passing, 198 on the ground for Jake Fowler as he led the way. And Zane Norton, three rushes for 39 yards and a touchdown. Fowler rushed for three, caught the touchdown pass from Creighton Reed. The quarterbacks for Adams Central, Creighton Reed, three out of four throwing the ball for all the passing yards, all 54 for Adams Central. Kyle Goldenstein, 0 for 4 throwing the ball. Ryan Bruna caught two balls for 49 yards. Jake Fowler caught the touchdown pass for 5 yards. So Reed passes for all 54 yards. Goldenstein throws for none. Goldenstein minus 9 rushing the football. And Creighton Reed on the option ran for 12 yards. So both quarterbacks play quite a bit. Both do a good job for Adams Central. And the Patriots roll up 322 yards total, 268 rushing, 54 passing. Jake Fowler scores four touchdowns, three on the ground, one through the air on the pass from Creighton Reed. And Zane Norton also has a touchdown run for Adams Central. They win it by the score of 35-7. They go to 1-0 on the year and play Hastings High at Hastings College next Friday night in our game of the week on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio. So a pretty good all-around effort for Adams Central. Turn it over only once, twice by Sydney. And the big one, that first fumble, that turned into a 13-0 Adams Central lead, two plays after that fumble in the first quarter. And Adams Central gained the momentum, went on to win it by the score of 35-7. Stay tuned now. We're going to have the player of the game up next. And then after that, the coach speaks, the post-game show. We hope to have Coach Bill Cardin of Adams Central up here. But Adams Central jumps out to a 7-0 lead, 13-0 after one, 21-0 at halftime, 28-0 after three, 35-0 in the fourth, and a late touchdown by Sydney makes the final score. Adams Central 35, Sydney 7 in the high school opener for these schools here tonight at Patriot Field in Hastings. That'll do it for the play-by-play. Stay tuned. The player of the game show is up next. Once again, the final score, Adams Central 35, Sydney 7. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. We'll have our Player of the Game program. This is our Player of the Game program. Adams Central wins it over Sydney 35-7. Jake Fowler scores four touchdowns, three on the ground, one through the air. Zane Norton scores on the ground for Adams Central. Creighton Reed throws a touchdown pass. Defense plays well. Jesse Ackerman leading the way there for Adams Central. Good all-around effort by the Patriots as they win their season opener 35-7. We'll name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. Adams Central wins at 35-7. Of course, really not too much of a doubt on our player of the game tonight, Jake Fowler. We have him for 198 yards rushing and three scores on the ground, catching the touchdown pass from Creighton Reed. One catch for five, rushes for 198, four touchdowns. So Jake Fowler, the junior, will be the player of the game for the Adams Central Patriots in this 35-7 win. And remember, it is right. Jake Fowler, just a junior, but 198 on the ground, one catch for a touchdown for 5 yards for Fowler, and he scores four touchdowns. Jake Fowler, our player of the game, as Adams Central wins it by the score of 35-7. Stay tuned. The coaches' postgame show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at Patriot Field, Adams Central wins it by the score of 35-7, and Coach Bill Carlin is here, the head man of the Adams Central Patriots in this 35-7 win. Coach, thanks for joining us, and overall, I think we can say, probably a pretty good night by your ball club. Overall, both sides of the ball and special teams, kicking game. Overall, what do you think? Pretty good ball game.
Well, not too bad for an opener when we got about three guys with returning experience. I think some of our kids had some awful big eyes before we came out tonight, and then we're starting eight or nine guys on each side of the ball were fresh, and so I thought our kids adjusted well. We did not have any idea what kind of an offense we were going to see out of them, and they come out with a lot of jet sweep stuff, which was one of the few things we probably didn't practice against very much. We had a little bit of that in, but not very much. And so I thought our kids adjusted on the fly pretty well, but we got a long ways to go yet. We're still young, and we got a lot of learning to do.
Yeah, the ball club, you score first, have a nice drive to start things off. You probably couldn't have been happier about that, but then they come right down the field and get inside the 20, fumble the ball. Big sequence there, three plays. You recover the fumble, have run a play, then the second play after the fumble recovery, Jake Fowler goes 83 yards for a score. Obviously, the turning point in the ball game, really the key part of the ball game, you go up 13-0, and you were really in pretty good shape then.
really the fumble was huge, because if they come down and go 7-7 with us, you know, then it's maybe a totally completely different ball game. And I thought when Jake broke that, he broke two or three tackles before he got loose, and he had a lot of yards after contact tonight. But that was a big play for us, put us up two scores. I thought it took a little bit of wind out of their sails and maybe put a little doubt in their mind.
Yeah, you go up 13-0, and then and your defense reacted better the next few times. And Sydney had the football. Kind of hard to gauge that offense, wasn't it, Coach? Because you didn't know what was coming, and like you said, kind of hard to gauge them. But once your guys kind of got focused in on it, they played pretty well the rest of the night. We have them just 170 total yards, so turned out to be a pretty good night defensively.
Well, I thought so. I thought we adjusted well. I thought the second quarter, our front four played a lot better, got more push in the backfield, and that made some of that jet sweep difficult to run. And then when they faked it to him and gave it on the dive, we were covering well. So I thought the two drives they had in the third in the second quarter, we played really, really well there. And we were able to tack another touchdown on and go up 21. So that, I thought, really turned the tide in our favor.
Well, offensively, we mentioned Jake Fowler with his running. And you mentioned that hard touchdown run for the 83 yards. But the one in the fourth quarter, too, Coach, 54 yards. Jake was still running really hard and fast on that run, too, so he really had a good night. Had some good holes, but he's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, well, he's one of our three back, and the two guys we were running behind were Cutterford and Hole and our other two guys. So, you know, he did a nice job, I thought, read his blocks well. He spun out of some tackles and used a lot of his natural ability. He's very tough in the open field, and so when he got loose, he was pretty tough to bring down.
He had a great night. Oh, Coach, what did you think about your quarterback tandem, Mikhail Goldenstein and Creighton Reed? They played about equal. Creighton has all three of the completions tonight and does a nice job running the option, but both did a good job leading the team tonight. Your thoughts on the quarterbacks tonight?
Well, I'll know better when I watch film and stuff, but I thought they played adequate. You know, I thought they did okay. They kept control of the offense. They kind of read what they had to read and that sort of thing. We had a couple passes I thought dropped that maybe could have been caught, and I thought they delivered the ball fairly well at times. I thought sometimes we threw some up a little too high, though, that looked more like JV passes, and I told them that when they came over the sideline, you're not playing JVs anymore. You got to get the ball in there and throw it a little more zip, and so I thought they adjusted as the game went on, but you know, it's their first start ever, and they got a ways to go yet. They'll get better before it's all over. I told the kids afterwards that was going to probably be our worst game we played all year, because I know we're going to get better.
Yeah, a lot of valuable experience gained. You know, I know you were concerned about guys that hadn't played very much, but they get some valuable experience tonight, and they probably feel like they did get valuable experience. They feel like maybe they're veterans now a little bit. That certainly had to help, and I'm sure the guys are feeling pretty good about the gaining some of this experience tonight.
Well, I was really pleased. I know we played about eight sophomores tonight, and that's not what we normally do. And one time I looked out there, we had three sophomore linebackers and one junior. And so, that, you know, that kind of makes you wonder, are we really getting accomplished where we need to be? But I thought they came in off the bench, the guys that subbed in and knew their responsibilities and got to the ball. And we had to rotate some kids, though. The heat was a little bit of an issue early, and it was pretty humid after that shower came through. So, you know, we just had to play with what we got, and the kids gave us what they had.
Well, I tell you, when Jake wasn't in there running tailback, you got some pretty good play out of Zane Norton, Coach. That senior, I think, had a pretty good ball game for you. And Jesse Ackerman defensively had a real good ball game for you, too, just to cite a couple of other guys. I mean, it's a total team effort, but those guys had good nights for you.
Yeah, I thought Zane ran really well when he was back there, and he's got a little burst of speed. He's a little quicker than Jake even, probably, so he gives us another little dimension there and gives us a change up, and it's nice to see him run the way he did, and so I was real pleased with that.
I know, Coach, next week will be Hastings High. You got the first one under your belt here tonight, but I know you got a lot of work to do this week and the coming weeks, and I know that's going to be emphasized to the guys when you meet back with them next week. But pretty good start, but there's a lot of things to go. You go a day at a time, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, you know, high school football, you know, I never think there's ever a winner and loser at this stuff, because our kids from both teams went out and played so hard, and it's not like you got a free agent draft or you can go out and recruit who you want. You kind of take who's dealt to you every year. And I know coaches across the state just work their tails off trying to put the best product out there. there they can. And so I just want to give a tip of the hat to the Sydney kids, too. They played very, very hard the whole game. They're a much improved team from last year, much more physical. They executed much better. They didn't have the procedure penalties. They had some last year and that sort of thing. So they're moving in the right direction, and I want to give them a tip of the hat also. But our kids really played hard, and I'm proud of the way they played.
And the Patriots win at 35-7. Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys. We'll talk this coming week as you get ready for game number two. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks a lot, Blaine. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. That's Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take our timeout, and we'll wrap things up right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriots Field for a final time here. Adams Central wins it by the score of 35-7, jumps out to a 7-0 lead, and after recovering a fumble, two plays later, Jake Fowler goes 83 yards for the second score, made it 13-0, and Adams Central pretty much in control the rest of the way. After that, Fowler scored four touchdowns on the night, three on the ground, catches a touchdown pass from Creighton Reed. Reed throws that touchdown pass that completes the three balls on the evening for the Patriots. Adams Central rushes for 268 yards, passes for 54, a total of 322 total yards on the Patriots. Only one turnover and four touchdowns for Jake Fowler. One for Zane Norton in the contest as the Patriots score four on the ground and one through the air. And Logan Lewis, a run for Sydney, the only score of the evening for the Sydney Red Raiders. And Adams Central overall playing pretty well tonight, gets the season-opening victory over the Sydney Red Raiders here tonight. Again, the Patriots go to 1-0. They'll take on Hastings High School. The Tigers with a big win on the road tonight at Schuyler. So both those teams will be 1-0 when they play each other next week over at Hastings College. We'll have that game for you on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS. Well, that's the season opener on ESPN 1550 KICS, and a good one for the hometown Adams Central Patriots. Again, the final score, Adams Central 35 and Sydney 7. For Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.